This time on Paint It Black, our 100th episode. Today is the day, for tomorrow and then, so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives. Today is the day, for tomorrow and then, so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
100!
That's crazy.
We got there.
We made it.
Hooray.
We've been doing this dumb shit this long, huh?
And I ain't been here in like 50 of them.
I know. We are going to debut a song that you did last year on this the same time. The Terrible. Yeah. What's it called, Luke?
Well, we're just going to name it Terrible.
Terrible.
Number one hit single. Terrible.
Terra-hyphen-boo.
And just about everybody is in on this.
God help us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you might as well start off the 100th episode, just like go around the room real quick. Well, does anyone have like a...
Let's introduce.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
To celebrate the 100th, we brought back a bunch of our favorites. Not everyone could fit in this tiny room, but these are the people who showed up. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo.
Lou, as always.
Follow us on Twitter.
We got Andy B. Rules.
Hey.
We got the return of Justin Herman.
Yo.
We got Mike from the Quiznos.
Quiznos.
He switched to Subway now, I heard.
Not to be known, Mike.
Switched to Subway.
He switched to Subway now.
And the smallest person in the room with the most leg room.
Loki.
Danielle's back.
Oh. That's how he should be.
And Loki!
If you switch to Subway, do you go double turkey or double meat or do you go single meat?
I think you've asked this him like 9 times.
I have not asked him
every
that
time
question.
He's like, double meat.
If he ever asked me, I don't remember.
I never asked him this question.
Neither.
You don't go double meat?
No meat. No. Bread.
Because that's just made out of rubber, bro.
So why do you go to... Oh, you don't go to Subway. You
shouldn't even touch it.
I'm just starting to
get it. You can tell Justin's here because we're already wildly derailed.
Okay, go back.
Can I get a toasted honey oat inside of a toasted white bread, please?
Yo, you guys, love my Subway guy.
Like, I love the fact...
I love my bread sandwich.
I love the fact you really think I work at Subway.
No. I thought you said you go to Subway.
Not at all.
He has a tattoo. He has a tram stamp that says, eat fresh.
I mean, I just found...
You don't want to know where the $5 footlong tattoo is.
Oh.
It's a circle on his butthole.
Around
it. It was a tricky tattoo.
All right, you guys want to get this started?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we're going to kick it off with a little song that Lou's cooked up here.
It took like 10 hours plus, even though it's like 2 minutes. It doesn't make it not a shitty song, though.
It's already better than a Kesha song.
The right. Number one hit single climbing the charts.
Kesha's one take. We got it, right?
All right. Now for the premiere for It's Terrible.
Wiki. Podcast.
The Herman remix.
It's gonna be terrible.
Motherfucker! Make a lick a high, make a lick a honey. Oh!
Work that puss.
Work it again. I'll give you everything on my bottom hose.
Right.
Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
You're not gonna fuck the US government.
No, I love you, little spider fucking him.
You think you all talking shit, you old ass man.
My nigga, meet me at Olive Garden.
Why are we giving prisoners cookies? I don't get this.
That was so easy, you weak arm bitch.
I'm Pete.
Terrible.
That's Brian.
Terrible.
There's Lou.
Terrible. We have Billy. Terrible.
Alright, we got this movie running, alright? It's a terrible movie. You go see it, you're gonna be running out of the theaters. It's so bad, it stars in Ben Affleck. Affleck can be like Batman, motherfucker can't stand. He can't stand, he can't be, he can't act. It's gonna be terrible.
Oh no!
I love your alliteration, Justin.
Oh no!
Maybe as bad as my rap.
Oh, that sounded like we were at Def Poetry Slam.
Actually, I would take that as a compliment.
I'm gonna check you up with some G-Bron.
I want my hand.
Hi.
Applejack's bitch!
You like that, don't you? You would, you beast.
Wow. It's the last can of Pepsi. No!
She talks like this!
Can we please end this?
Alright, let's call it a night. Close the door behind.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Thank you.
I want a copy of that.
Well, give it up to Justin for those fly hip hop rhymes.
For the breakdown in the middle, Justin.
Right.
A game, buddy.
He's going to hit you up with that Hiram.
It's still so weird when you hear your own voice. It's like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've been doing this for 100 episodes now. It's
still weird.
I think my favorite part of that was like, is Painted Black podcast? I'm Pete Berg. Going to be terrible.
Right.
It's going to be terrible.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing.
Yo, he's right, though. Like, in my head, I sound like Luther Vandross. Listen back to it, I'm like, what the fuck?
It sound
more like
Fran
Drescher
right.
than anything.
You gotta, like, consciously alter your voice.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
I gotta say, though, like, after listening to all those clips, like, all the ones you had of me, like, in a row, man, those are the most random things I've ever said in my life. Like, anything I was talking about, you'd be like, what the fuck is he talking about?
That's usually how we are.
What was the you're going to fuck the U.S. government?
I don't know. It was just. Justin's always talking politics, man.
It's hard to find you, to find any clips of you, so I went to the politics
show. Oh, you went to politics? All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, with that phenomenal production.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Done, like us on Facebook.
That's how you should end it. Like us on Facebook
and
buy our comic.
We need to. What can we put that on, man? That
I could be
like.
That,
I mean, intro to a
video
game.
Look, if you give me the file, I'll just upload it to the Podbean site.
Got an idea.
On iTunes.
Next NBA 2K game. Let's do it.
Right, we could go right to YouTube to make a video.
I mean, Friday made it, right? So I mean,
that'll be great. If you guys
that's
just
better
start
than
making
Friday.
A video.
That's way better than Friday.
Yeah. After this, we're just gonna go outside with the cell phone, film a video, get Danielle taking her shirt off. Apparently,
Danielle is
stripping.
Listen to
Todd here, guys.
She's like, it's the 100th episode. Everyone, right. Take your shirts off.
Getting naked.
She's got the vapors.
Ooh, and my boobies out.
Danielle, if you want to put your shirt over here.
Yeah, that's why everyone was quiet for a second.
Yeah.
Huh? Anyway, let's do some news. And then we'll jump back and do some 100th stuff.
Yeah.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Lou, take it away.
All right. As always, I'm ill-prepared.
You made the song, though.
You made the song.
I did.
Yeah, which was
it's kind of
amazing.
Forgiving.
All right. So,
it is 1,000 degrees in here.
I love that 90s, like, West Coast beat you put to it.
Right. You know, I was trying to do what Pete said and make it, like, dubstep, but there are zero royalty-free dubstep beats. Well, there are a couple, but they are just dog shit.
Fucking scrubs.
Why didn't you go with that DJ sound you were telling me about? You know,
oh, I meant to do that. I think I need a DJ name before I unleash that. You guys got any ideas?
Yeah, DJ Afuego.
Okay.
There you go.
Still your brothers.
What, Stank Daddy?
DJ Stank Daddy.
DJ Rossist.
DJ so, what?
How about DJ you? Rossist.
Oh, Rossist. Okay.
Well, about just straight DJ Lou?
Where Man, the no. fuck is the flavor in that?
Right.
There is,
I mean,
that is, if I ever
in
got,
all fairness, Lupe goes by Lou.
DJ Jamma Pants.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
Jam.
Right?
I'm just saying, like, if you were trying to find work and you were like, yo, I'm a DJ, let me DJ your next event. And I said, well, who are you? And you went, DJ Lou. Would not hire you.
Well, maybe if it was like a bar mitzvah, I think DJ Lou would get
Oh, but
work.
The thousands of people with stupid names in Brooklyn and Queens are going to get hired. Hold on. Like,
how about DJ Lou you in the face? All right, so what's the first
Let's do the news.
All right, so in keeping with like a music theme, I found on Gawker.
This is clearly not a news story.
12 songs you can eat butt to.
Just eat a good ass to? Like,
eat some ass.
Like I'm I not said, gonna, not a news story.
Wait,
I'm not
okay.
a eat. I'm not a.
Is this a hetero or a homo type of thing?
Hetero.
Okay.
Because there's men and women together. A lot of women's booties. But I think the most interesting thing is the titles of these songs. I've never heard of most of them.
Okay.
Number one is I'm Eat Her Ass by Lil B.
Sounds right.
Can I hear a clip of that?
Let's try and listen to this.
Oh, shit. Hey, this is a big freestyle. I ain't gonna lie to none of y'all pussy-ass suckers and none of y'all bitches, bruh. I'ma eat the whole ass, bruh. Eat it. Eat it.
Scrumptious.
He said pussy fart.
Eater. Tasty.
This guy might be gay.
It's like RuPaul.
No, that guy's clearly gay. Yeah. All right, pause it. Yeah, seven there. Wow. Seven there. That's about as much as we can.
Wiggle.
Yeah. He's like, tasty.
I couldn't do like a sexual act and listen to a song that was telling me to egg me on. Yeah. So it was like, even if it was like having sex, like, yeah, put it in.
Well, you're not going to like the next nine songs
feels
on this
so
list.
Good. Like, weird. Okay.
So you don't think, like,
you don't want to hear a dude licking his chops about butthole while you're. It's like, there's nothing not disturbing about what we just heard.
Did that song kind of just ruin my life a little? Like, that was really bad.
And it was so low budget. It was definitely like one of those dudes outside the food court trying to sell his EP for $5.
Dude, no, that shit went platinum. What are you talking about?
He threw out a scrumptious in that beginning.
He did throw out a scrumptious.
It was like a 18-year-old kid from the hood who got like a Casio piano for Christmas. Right. It's like, be on him, eat that ass.
What are a few more of the titles here?
All right, so we got number two is My Neck, My Back.
I know my crack.
I know that song.
Okay. Let's see, number three. This motherfucker looks like he's been in prison. I Eat Booty by the Beat King.
Yeah, he's probably in prison.
This one's for the feminists. Slob on My Cat by La Chat.
Oh, I had a rhyme.
Are there any rock songs on this 10 top?
No. Rockers don't eat ass.
We're not going to take it.
The closest thing to it is that one Meatloaf song.
I'd do anything for love.
That's definitely about something with the ass.
But I won't do it. This is an epic video for such a weird topic.
Right. That guy's fucking weird. One and One by Two Live Crew. Okay.
One and One?
And you said Two Live Crew. We got it.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, this next name.
This one's called Throw That Boy Pussy by some dude named Fly Young Red.
I want to say that the grammar in that particular title is way off.
Yeah. That sounds like a prison song.
You didn't see how it was spelled yet. I mean,
we only get to hear one.
The guy.
Do you want to hear another one? Let's listen to I Eat Booty.
Man, bacon.
I'm scrolling.
Bacon?
See how you little pussy ass boys comment talking about some. Man, guess you eat ass. Yeah, nickel. I'm a gangster, nickel. Real niggas eat booty.
What a great beat.
I know.
This is literally a Casio beat.
This is Rick Ross right here, Brian.
I think it was presumptuous name himself Beat King.
I eat booty.
I eat booty. When he gets the beat going, it's like,
what made him think that was a good idea?
That might be part of the beat.
Yeah, I get it.
Damn.
No, it's not.
That's it?
He's just telling you to follow him on Instagram. He'll eat your booty.
There's nothing about this song I don't love.
This can't be real.
I think we found our new.
I mean, I think Gawker like hired 10 people to like make songs for this article.
This guy might be. He might have been in prison.
Guys, pick one more of those.
Might be.
Because we're 2 for 2 right now.
That's pretty good.
Fantastic.
I think that song should be the new intro to the show.
I eat booty. That's the whole intro. Yo, real niggas eat booty.
Right. All right, so
okay, new game of the show. Anyone ever says booty, everyone go.
Number seven is Strokin' by Kevin Gates. Birthday Cake by Rihanna.
That's about butt looking.
Birthday cake?
I don't know. Maybe it is. It's a chocolate cake, I guess.
I mean, cake.
It features Chris Brown. So
right.
Must be a pound cake.
Puns.
Wow.
Let's see. Fuck You by Alkaline.
Battery?
She's like, can you be my booty? Alkaline's like, fuck you.
With lyrics such as, fingers slipping in your pussy. All right. I'll Be Your Player by Trick Daddy. Pussy Got You Hooked by 3-6 Mafia. Anaconda by Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God, did you ever see that video to that song?
No.
Is it just booty?
Is someone eat her booty? It is somewhere in between a porn and like, it's not music, 100%. Because it's just, all they did was take the hook from, not even the hook, it was the part of Sir Mix-a-Lot's like Big Butts. It's the part where he goes, my anaconda don't want, they just keep looping. It's like, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't. And that's, and she's like, comes in rapping about how she blew a guy who gave her coke. And I'm like,
and she's
this...
and she's definitely multimillionaire, the irony.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you got money, bitch. Yeah.
Damn.
Just have one of the underlings get some coke.
Wow. I guess,
maybe she just likes doing that shit.
If you can't bring that up, if you bring that song up, it's bonkers.
I guess let's listen to one more. I'm going to pick Throw That Boy Pussy.
And then the always classic.
The always classic?
Was it shit, forget it. I was gonna say some Beach Boys song, whatever.
Oh, the horn!
Shit!
You know this nigga's legit now.
Work that trick!
About to make him dance now. Yeah!
This guy looks anorexic.
Boy, pussy, roll that, throw that boy, pussy, roll that, throw that boy, pussy.
Are these dudes?
Roll that, throw that boy, pussy.
That's a dude.
They're all dudes.
These are dudes twerking.
This is, okay.
This is a prison song.
Right here. Straight up.
He's referring to...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly what
he's referring to.
Let me get a rubber. Beat it front of bag.
He's talking about banging man ass.
Yeah.
Ho!
Clap, 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 clap. Ooh.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, turn that off.
Prison sex.
I need to go see a priest after that shit.
I am fucking terrified.
Yeah, you didn't have to just watch this thing. I've never seen so many men twerking in one place.
There's what? Someone just go up to these people and be like, look, you just straight can't rap.
I'ma just repeat this over and over. I'ma just repeat. It's fucking garbage.
Look, right? I had no problem eating booty until I heard these songs. Now, I'm like, well, fuck that. Like, well, why am I gonna eat booty now?
I don't know. That one with the fart noises.
That one was a little gross. It's like a wet one, too. It was like, booty.
That was excellent.
One of the greatest songs I've ever
heard. Is there any way they do show you, like, albums sold?
Zero.
No. I'm pretty. The last time I heard rap of this quality, some nigga approached me at Walmart.
Handed me his
it was a very aggressive sales pitch.
Buy my shit!
And if you want to donate.
His name was Bones Don.
I had something like that in Vegas. But
yeah, it was some of the worst rap I ever heard. I remember in one of the songs, he was like, fabulous plus fabulous equals even more fabulous.
That's insane.
I can't disagree with his math though. Like his work was all there.
Right.
He should have never abandoned that teaching career. All right.
What's the next thing?
Let's see. You guys heard about that football player with the tip?
Which one?
Which one?
This is a bad week to say that.
Oh, the tip. LeSean McCoy gave like a 20-cent tip or something.
Yeah, I actually read that.
Did he really?
Yeah, and Charlie Sheen wants to give $1,000 now to the waitress.
I don't know why though. You could like try to play celebrities because you know they're rich. If you did a shitty job, you just did a shitty job. Like
that's the thing. He's claiming that they were a crazy disrespectful, bad service. And I totally agree with giving a bad tip for bad service.
But where did he go? Where was it? Like, what kind of restaurant?
It was some very poorly reviewed burger joint in Philadelphia.
I mean, two comments. Comment A isn't racist. Comment B is racist.
What's your comment B?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just go with it. He's black. Like, every single waiter in the world claims that black people under-tip. So McCoy has to go above and beyond. It's like, I'm Jewish, and I under-tip supposedly, so I go above and beyond.
This racism is killing me inside.
He got to know that, like, he can't do that. Like, it don't matter how shitty the service is.
Oh, no, I agree with LeSean. It's like, seriously, if you go to a regular burger joint, and you get some shitty service.
But you're not Jewish or black. Like, you don't have to worry about the stereotype.
Oh, well, I mean, who cares, though?
Well, he's kind of
Or Jewish. Famous.
Well, the whole point is that he's famous. It's not because he's black.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like if he was just a random black dude, his bill wouldn't have been taken. She wouldn't have taken a picture and put his bill on the internet. It wouldn't have been a YouTube story, you know? Not YouTube, Yahoo story.
No, it would have been a story you told to your friend about how black people under tip. Like, or how Jews under tip. Yep. I'm saying, like, the but stereotype is there.
Charlie Sheen came at his cave and just like, I'm going to give her $1,000. Like,
I get it.
That's what Charlie right. Sheen and does, now, though.
Second comment.
He just shows up like some twisted angel and.
Starts showering money, says making it rain out of nowhere. Just
you can't say anything that he does is not cool though. It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty. Charlie
Sheen. Well, he's got tiger blood.
Mm-hmm. He's primarily just what doing blow and banging hookers.
Sounds great to me.
Sounds
huh?
right. Yeah.
The fact
yeah.
that he took a break from that to offer this woman money is impressive.
Especially since you know his lifestyle is very demanding on the wallet. Not a
cocaine and hookers.
It's not a poor man.
He's at 2.5 million, though, bro. He's at fuck you money.
He's got
he got
plenty
dad
of money
too. It's oh, not like he got no.
If you think about it, like any one of us in this room would have to save to buy coke and hookers. Like he just does it.
Unless they took credit cards.
They okay, do. Can I bring my non-racist point up?
Yeah.
That waitress or waiter makes like $2.50 an hour under minimum wage. You should never.
That's the system's fault, though, not your fault.
Well. I don't care. You should at least give them the money to make minimum wage, like, and tip.
Well, how about do your job better? Like, right. there would be a... she clearly did, or he clearly did something fucked up to get 20-cent tip.
Maybe.
yeah. You think she's...
20 cents is a little bit on...
You know what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks? There's going to be all these receipts coming out from McCoy tipping like 30 cents, 40 cents.
Also, if Sean McCoy came into my establishment... And
I'd treat the shit out of him. Yeah, like,
I'd be like, people be like, can I get some more? I'm like, fuck you! Like, this is LeSean McCoy. I'm getting his burger now.
In Philly, too.
On people's plates.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We're saying in Philly. In Philly.
He's
like,
the only decent player besides Nick Foles on that fucking team. So like,
no, why wouldn't you take care of that dude?
Why would you piss him off? You
know on a money like, angle, you get the sweet tip, though, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I would do something foul. Like, I would take another burger off Nums and put on the plate. Like, you can start on this. I'll get your burger. I'll get your order.
Right, does it look like that spit on that burger?
Let's do the next one here.
Oh, this is a good
We're
one.
We're doing all NFL players because...
No.
It's been a week for them.
A teen is petitioning to get his yearbook photo taken with his cat.
With the lasers?
Oh,
with
I heard about lasers. This. I didn't read it, but I heard about it.
It has lasers.
It's amazing.
This guy's name is Draven.
Oh, of course it is.
Wait, that's really his name?
Draven Rodriguez.
Wait, now I'm really...
I don't believe
it. No, he's debuting in the WWE this Monday.
He's actually pretty close. It's Schenectady, upstate. And his dream is to have
his
photo.
Dream.
Yo, with higher, dude.
With Mr. Bigglesworth.
I mean, do it. Whatever. It's
like
his dream.
The cat from Austin Powers.
Yeah, that's a low.
Yeah.
I mean, is this like a make your wish dude. Thing? Or is this. Like,
no. This is a dude named Draven.
Make a wish?
Okay, I mean, that's his wish right there. I mean, let's go.
This dude needs to really reevaluate where his life's going. He's still young.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about the grand scheme of things.
His cat is stupid looking,
this
too.
This is probably the highlight of his life. Just let him have it. It's downhill from here.
I'm on your page, Lou. I'm on your fucking page.
What I'm curious about is why is this newsworthy?
Because the cat is there behind the lasers.
Oh, I know.
Looking up like, right.
It was on like Yahoo front page. Like I didn't click, but it was there. So it's definitely front page newsworthy.
Jesus, man.
It's one of those classic 80s school pictures, though.
Oh, like the lasers in the background?
Yeah,
it has a picture. Okay. Instead of like where it should be the boy superimposed big on the background, it's the cat looking up like with a meaningful look on its face. Like,
like
it's pondering the meaning of life.
Like it's talking to the space gods.
Right.
With all those lasers.
Right. So did he get the chance to take the picture with the cat?
So far, no, but, you know, I'm rooting for him.
It's like September, right? So school just started.
Well, what I read, I could be wrong, but was that they said that there is the possibility to put it somewhere else in the yearbook, but the pictures that go in like the portrait section have to be uniform.
Like put it in Glee clubs, like Catwoman.
Make it the cover.
He was the meow section.
All right. Oh, this is good. Chipotle workers quit and shut down the store because the job sucks.
Oh, damn, I love Chipotle. That's rough.
This is great.
So people went to this particular Chipotle, and all they see is a note taped to the door that says,
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down!
Exactly. That's exactly what it said. It says, want to know why we're closed? Ask corporate offices why their employees are forced to work in borderline sweatshop conditions. Almost the entire management and crew have resigned. People are greater than profits. Trend it.
Seriously, yeah. Shit. Why was it so bad?
Because I get more explanation?
When they say sweatshop, it is a sweatshop. I've gone to Chipotle and I've left because the line is too
long. You know you have an app? You can download an app and you can order it and you get it.
Of course you know that.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's like you skip the entire fucking line. You walk up to the front, they give you your food, you leave.
I don't have the app, but I have the thing on the website. I've done it like once or twice, but like I've literally walked out of there before because like the line is ridiculous.
Shit, now
I mean, I can get into whole detail about this, but we're not gonna. But point being, now I'm kind of torn. Give me more information.
It just says that, quote, fuck this job. And this job doesn't pay shit.
They got like free range chickens and shit. Like they're not paying their employees anything.
Dude, I'm sure at least at McDonald's you have downtime. Like, you know, like people like after the lunch or the dinner rush, it's like it's just chill for a bit. And Chipotle, there's never downtime. Not a line. I've never gone to Chipotle and walked right up to the counter.
There's downtime. Depends what time you go.
Never. I've gone when it's pretty dead.
But it could be really crowded. Right, it could be really crowded. I mean, yeah, it gets really crowded at dinner time and lunch time.
I agree with them. It is probably sweatshop. It's just like
sweatshop, I think they're talking about wages.
White rice, brown rice, bowl,
but in retrospective, right?
Why?
Let's think about this. Hold on. Let's think about this. You work at Chipotle, right? We've all been to Chipotle.
It's okay? Amazing.
So you walk in there, and there's like a factory line of shit to keep the line moving.
They're amazing.
Okay? So you could potentially, your only job is to put rice in a fucking bowl.
And meat.
That is your only job, to put rice in this fucking
and
bowl.
And tacos.
All right? And then you pass it to the next guy, and then he goes, oh, what else are you getting? And then he puts that shit on top of your rice or whatever. Okay?
Nah, I've heard...
Is that really our argument?
I've heard
a financial analyst who makes like 500K a year, his job is to press click on a mouse. Like, does he deserve that money?
No, but here's what I'm saying. There's no illusion about this job.
I get it.
Like, you walk in there and go, what do? I put rice in a bowl. Like, that's your job.
I'm assuming the point here, which I wish I get detail, is that they're being overworked, they have to work hours extra than what they're being paid for, things like that.
Who the fuck doesn't get overworked and have to work extra hours?
Well, if you're getting paid, like... $7.50 an hour.
Yeah, but look, let's just say you were an Asian, your skill is putting rice in a bowl. You have nowhere to go besides Chipotle.
And wait, whose skill is doing rice in a bowl?
You got Moe's. You could go to Moe's.
Actually, Moe's just opened up.
Moe's is fantastic.
But apparently, they're also working with substandard ingredients. Here's one of the employees saying what they use.
They argue that it's free range.
De burro.
That's fucking gross.
Don't get the carnitas.
See, the argument I'll stand up for Chipotle there.
That's why they call it a burrito.
They say, they have a sign in my Chipotle that says, free range chicken ran out. Sorry, we'll be back to having free range chicken soon enough. Like, they didn't have to tell me that. I wouldn't have gave a shit.
Yeah, they got bootleg chicken. Bootleg chicken then.
Bootleg chicken tastes just as good as
free range. You got those spices on that shit? Come on.
Okay. It's enough. Enough of that. Let's see. Next one is Tuckered Out Jewel Thief.
Arrested.
Child? Amazing.
After falling asleep mid-robbery.
The picture's awesome.
So you see this dude who is so passed out. He's only half on the bed. And then the jewels are in a little sandwich baggie next to him.
There's still jewel thieves? That exists?
You know what the thing is?
Well, he's using a Ziploc.
He doesn't look like your typical jewel thief. This guy looks like
he's not wearing all black.
He's a white guy.
This guy looks like somebody's personal trainer.
This ain't Catwoman.
To be fair, Pete, I think when we all think jewel thief, is a European white guy.
Yeah, just like something out of like Ocean's 12, that dude that does the
French
role.
Guy, the fox.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, they all have cool names like that.
You have to smoke cigarettes and eat croissants all the time to be a jewel thief.
Descend through the ceiling.
And when you walk around, the Pink Panther theme follows you.
What do you think? Like, how many robberies before you become jewel thief? Like, does it start your first robbery?
Well, you start off you're a cat burglar.
You gotta work your way up to jewel. First of all, can you even say jewel thief without being international jewel thief? Like, I don't even think that's possible.
Maybe he only does it in America.
There's no Julie's in America because it's like a bunch of stick-ups. It's like he's running there, he show guns. It's just like not really planned out.
We're not classy.
Nobody's dropping from the ceiling through laser beams in the United
States. Spraying that smoke the lasers. You
know, like, cats with lasers? What is this?
Dude, you're a jewel thief. You have a dart gun and ropes. American jewel thief, American rob, people who rob jewels, just run there with a fucking 9mm.
We rob jewels?
Yes.
That's
right.
What you
we rob jewels, they jewel theft. Like that's
they have
how
those sweet glass cutters, yeah. They cut the circles
I'm
into
of the
things.
Yeah. Jewel yes. Robbing persuasion?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's some Mission Impossible shit where they come in from the ceiling.
They got that glass cutter that just takes a little circle out.
Yeah, you guys watched that vampire show, right?
Which one?
That dude got glass, bulletproof glass everywhere. The Guillermo del Toro one. The Strain.
Oh, The Strain. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But like, come on, you ain't going to these stores and stealing jewels, like.
Are you talking about the pawn shop?
Yeah. That's a fair point. I guess most fucking.
That's not a jewel.
Most jewelry stores are not like
that.
That guy was trying
shop.
To steal a stereo, not the Hope Diamond.
I retract my entire statement.
I feel if you're a jewel thief, you steal jewels with names like, you know, like the Hope Diamond.
Yeah, it's got to have a name. It's
you're
the,
what?
Literal,
I think
the
you
the
also
Pink
steal
Panther.
Art on the side.
Yes.
Yes.
Art. Like, you don't rob things, you have scores. You know?
You're building a digging a tunnel under a museum somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got the reflexes of a mongoose.
And you have a calling card.
Yes.
You need to have a calling. Like, no. You leave a single rose.
Mikey disagrees.
It's the speed of a mongoose.
All right, and the
what about that aerobic shit where you like you see the red like lights, you blow shit over it, and you gotta like sneak
yeah.
through it.
Like, you have the CO2 canister.
Yeah,
like,
you're like,
and then you do some backflips through them, but inexplicably don't touch any of them.
Yeah, like that.
And you're wearing a leather suit, like a leather.
Oh yeah, cat suit.
Full on.
It has to be leather.
And you talk
always.
You got
always
or
leather.
Spandex like that shiny.
Yes.
Fake leather.
You either talk like Sean Connery and or the guy from Godzilla, the French dude.
And you got solid earphones. You got solid earphones playing classical music.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I can only steal doing Mozart. Mm.
So,
going to get the Hope Diamond. I won't fall asleep on the job.
There's a bad movie for her.
According to Gawker, he was found by a cleaning lady after he decided to just rest his eyes for a minute. And they said... Talk about falling asleep on the job.
And then, like, a studio audience was like, ooh.
Man. All right, let's move on. This one's great. Man sleepwalks off a cliff.
Ooh. Wait, how do they know?
Oh my God.
Wait, how do they know?
Okay,
because
he was in his jammies.
I wasn't done. Man sleepwalks off cliff.
Survives.
Doesn't wake up dead.
See, all right, that's the thing. I misread that because his mouse cursor was over. I thought it was a comma. I thought it read, man sleepwalks off a cliff, doesn't wake up.
Well, okay. Otherwise, no, it was suicide.
No, apparently he just walked off the edge of the cliff in an area that is, quote, jagged cliff littered. With large boulders.
Wait, what was he doing in a jagged cliffed area with large boulders asleep?
There was like
camping.
Bear Mason.
There was like five guys carrying a trampoline. He bounced off and kept walking.
I'm not buying it. I think
a cartoon cat was helping him make his way through.
He said he was Bear Mason.
Does it say he was camping or something? I think this
guy was chasing someone else who left a cloud behind him.
Yeah, this is after he wandered through that construction site.
I mean,
this just sounds like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
I'm real
little baby from Popeye was helping him.
Heck,
continue. How high was that cliff?
That dude tried to kill himself. Let's be honest here. Like, I mean, and he woke up. He's like, I don't want to go to an insane hospital for the rest of my life. I was sleepwalking.
Right. But apparently, for the most part, he's okay. He'll make a full recovery.
Yeah,
so.
Full recovery until he tries to kill himself again.
Still, though, I mean,
hangs himself.
But
he's in a hospital bed with like the two legs that are in casts, the two arms that are in casts, like the neck thing and all that stuff.
The drop was pretty fucking intense. It's 60 feet.
60 feet?
Holy shit!
And homeboy only got like a dislocated shoulder and fractured leg.
That proves the point of like if you're in a car accident, don't tense up,
go limp.
Yeah
like boom, there
unless
you go.
Unless you're me and Brian.
I was completely
then limp. Get crushed by a big dude.
Who's asleep?
Look, man, being in a car, flipping, sleeping, definitely took the edge off.
For one of you.
Yeah, not for me. Brian, you're going to undo that seat? Oh.
Should say for the listeners, that's how you guys met, is you were in the same car.
I knew her previous to that. That's how we became friends.
I broke his fall.
I'm like, damn pony little bitch.
Something. Give me a Charlie horse.
And then I went to the chiropractor for the entire summer.
Oh, man.
That'll do you.
All right. So I picked this one because the title was deceptive.
Oh, my God.
It says, coming man dishes atrocious beavers. And I'm like, I got to read it. But then looking at it, the dude is from Cumming, Georgia.
Boom. You shouldn't have explained it. Spelled C-U-M? Just
went with the... Yes, it's spelled C-U-M.
Boom.
But that almost sounded like still, the worst it's still kind of fun where the dude went into a parking lot and just ditched for, I don't know why he had him, but a giant garbage bag full of beaver corpses.
Oh, ew.
Because that's normal.
And well, they're already...
When the voices are telling you to do things, they just tell you to do
things. Can we just acknowledge whoever wrote that headline knew exactly what they were doing?
Yes, they did.
When someone asks him where he's from, what does he say?
Does he... I'm coming!
I'm from coming!
I'm from coming.
And what looks does he get? Is it? It's got to be vicious.
Probably better than the looks he got for leaving bags of dead beavers. Like, this guy must have been on a fucking beaver hunt, just clubbing beavers in the forest.
Where does one even find, like?
I don't even know what a beaver is.
You have to be near a stream or something like that. I'm not 100% what a stream is. It's not a river or a lake.
But yeah, the dude, and apparently he waited a while to get rid of them because. The police found him later on, car stinking of dead beaver.
I mean, when I think of, like, the word beaver and the creature that it is, like, I can think of a dude that kills beavers and puts them in a bag. Like, it fits with me. Like, they're connected.
It's when you say beaver to me, I think you would know it's Brick Brown Beaver, man.
I'm thinking of, like, some southern area that nobody wants to go to.
Like Cumming, Georgia.
Like Cumming fucking Georgia.
That's one of those places where you see the name of the town, you lock your doors.
I'm really not trying.
Not the speed.
That's where I get out and I buy a magnet so I can put it on my fridge and it just says Cumming.
You're crazy.
That's where you stock up on souvenirs.
I bet you that's what those kids thought in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre when they got out. And God knows where, Texas.
That's where Leatherface lives.
So you're saying Leatherface lives in Cumming, Georgia?
No, I said Beaver Killer.
Beaver Killer lives in Cumming, Georgia.
He's out.
Wait,
there.
Is it illegal to kill beavers?
At a season, probably. Well,
fuck beavers. Okay. Shave that shit.
Yo, it took me about 3 seconds to process that. Well done, cats.
I hate beavers.
So this is a weird one. Japan has apparently this craze in food where they have black hamburgers.
Oh, that thing looks disgusting.
Ew.
It looks like it's been on a shelf for 10 years.
Oh, the burger.
You mean Cajun.
The meat?
No.
We say burnt? Burnt? Like burnt?
No. Because the burger is the lightest thing on this. Like the meat.
The burger looks like meat.
And the rest of it is black bun, black
cheese. Oh, I saw that. Like, yeah.
That's not black.
I saw McDonald's has a burger like that.
When I tell you about this, it's going to sound even worse because they even have black ketchup.
It's going to be terrible.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, here's the way they blacken them, which you're not going to be able to guess it.
Fried chicken and wet, fat
it's not
white women.
Food dye?
Yeah.
Fat white women.
No. not food dye, but squid ink and bamboo charcoal.
I was going
to
say.
Wait, don't knock at me and try it.
I'm willing to. Take a bite. I mean, people eat those black tortilla chips, all right?
Seriously. Yeah.
They're blue. They're not black.
He's right. Dark blue. Blue. Dark blue. Like navy. They're navy-ish.
I think it's the corn that they're from that's dark.
That's definitely
don't
not
think
from
they're...
nature.
Like, we apparently got asked,
it's
like,
squid.
Never seen
Mazidu. What's that company?
Montezuma?
What's the company that makes all the corn?
Corn?
Yeah.
It is a company that makes
Iowa? Like...
He's talking about Monsanto.
Bam! He got it. Thank you, Lou. Uh-huh. That's why Lou's here.
That's right. All right, let's move on. This one is weird, but I haven't read it, so. there's this woman who bites someone And when she's caught by the cops, says it's because she's playing a zombie game.
Ooh, that's a new one.
Zombie game.
That's like actually a really good excuse.
The bitch.
But is it? Then you infected them with zombie disease. So that, like, in theory, that's fucked up.
Well, then you have every right
to kill. What the hell is that? The bitch looks half dead. She looks like she could be from a...
So did someone shoot her in the face?
No, but she looks cracked out.
Not in the face, gotta be the head.
Kill the brain, right?
She's from Oregon. And she pushed some woman down some steps, pulled her hair, and then bit her on the fucking face.
Sounds like a zombie.
Bath salts. Bath salts.
Says that's she broke into someone's home, antics. Drunk and high as hell. Oh, okay. Now this. Cats, you're going to like this. What's the bail?
The bail?
For a zombie.
Oh, man. She probably so small. Like $2,500.
Any other guesses?
$200.
Are we basing this off of fat people having
sex? Fat people having sex.
Of course.
Can you refresh for that. Our memory with the bail? I was there for that.
Was what? That fat people having sex in public?
What persists.
Yeah. Yes, I was there for that.
What was the what was the bail for the fat people?
It was a lot.
Crazy. Like it was like $20,000.
$20,000. I think it was about $20,000.
I'm still saying $200.
This one, zombie bitch. About $75,000.
Baby. Oh my God! Don't play like that.
Wow!
I watch Finally. The Walking Dead every week. You going to jail, bitch?
Nobody in that state has $75,000 to pay.
What state was it? What state was it?
Oregon.
There's not many people there.
What do you do for a living? I paint.
Like, when I hear Oregon, I just think of people trying to cross rivers in wagons.
Yes, and then dying of dysentery.
Yes.
Killing the buffalo.
It's impossible to beat that goddamn game.
Dude, I mean, I never even made it close to Oregon. I died in Oklahoma when it started. It's like, at what pace? Grueling.
First of all, who wants to go to Oregon anyway? Like, why'd I play that game?
In a covered wagon.
Why would they ever give you choices that would just kill you? It's like...
You played that game because it was the only video game they let you play in
school. I hunted.
Where you could do that, like, you could... Why would in the ocean and there was animal plankton you had to eat? What was that one called? That was the two
whale.
Games.
Oh, that was the
virtual
fish game.
Whale
simulator, like
fish game. Yeah, I remember that game.
But those two at the same time.
But everybody knows
Sega had a game like that. What was that Sega game first came out?
Echo
when it came
the
out? Echo the Dolphin.
You went to Oregon to escape Indian attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but okay, that's why you go to Oregon.
But there's Indians everywhere.
They killed you in the game.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would have been great if they had a segment of Oregon Trail where I forget the family name, but.
In Denver, was each other?
Where you have to eat each other to stay alive.
It's like a famous...
The Dahmer Party?
The Dahmer Party DLC.
Wait, is that really the name?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
And Oregon Trail.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
The Dahmer Edition.
The Dahmer Edition.
Donner.
The Donner.
Sorry,
the Donner Party.
Yeah. No, Dahmer is a serial killer.
Serial killer, yeah.
There's a crew of people that was going to the West, and they got trapped in Colorado in the mountains, and they all ate each other.
Wait, was his actual name Jeffrey Dahmer, though, or he just made his, like, pseudonym?
His name was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Sorry,
it's wow, that's very...
It's Dahmer and Donner.
Donner is the
Donner?
One.
Oh, I thought it was Dahmer.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
wow. Jeffy Dahmer.
Well, didn't Jeffrey Dahmer eat people, too? But that's unrelated.
He did. Oh, yeah. But that was more trying to get rid of evidence.
It's not unrelated. It's just, like, a little to the
left. He just wasn't related to them.
So you want to make an Oregon Trail expansion pack, the Donner Party.
Yeah. If you thought it was rough killing buffalo,
guy.
Let me tell you, video games now are awesome. That would not
like,
work.
It's like, which person do you want to kill, Ma or Pa? Pa nets you more meat, but
you gotta kill Pa.
But he's the only one who knows how to build a fire.
Kill Pa, you bang Ma.
No. You eat cousin Jethro.
Right. You really gotta kill Pa because he'd be the guy who could kill you.
Yeah,
you gotta be the dog.
Cat's thing's like a lion. It's like,
that's
sis and whatever. I don't really worry too much about them. It's back in 18 something. You don't know a working gun,
right? Man, you are the one who is definitely shoot first, ask later in like the dystopian future.
Now, if you're on the plane from Alive with this guy, just don't even fuck around. He's gonna kill you right away.
Random question: how did they cure dysentery?
I don't know.
Wait till another episode where Ali's here. He'll tell us everything.
Too much booty sex.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one. I thought this was fucking ingenious. Man busted smuggling drugs in a dare stuffed animal.
Yeah.
No, that program failed.
That program failed years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drug abuse resistance education.
I mean, he's an idiot. Why would you would you have a program that failed years ago? Like,
yeah, every
like,
stoner,
someone's going to be suspicious about that.
Every stoner I've ever known has a D.A.R.E. t-shirt that they wear as like a
It's a proud thing. It's like, we beat it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, like...
Okay. We beat the D.A.R.E. program.
Like, fuck you, D.A.R.E.
I remember those cops coming to my school talking about like drugs and stuff like that.
They were laughing.
All I really remember was they kept telling me where I can get drugs. Like, they're like, you should really avoid, like, you know,
the
corners and, like, you know, like places where there's not like a lot of like money, because you could definitely get drugs there. It's like,
yeah, if you see a guy on the corner, he's up to no good. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where I go get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, they changed their policy. Now it's if you see, tell.
I remember. What's his face?
That won't work either.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
I remember the first. Was it not the first? I remember President Reagan and his wife being on TV, being like, "This is crack cocaine. It's cheaper than coke, but you know it's much more accessible, and you can get it."
It's accessible because I'm smuggling it into the country.
You can't smuggle crack.
Well, I was saying they were smuggling it.
Yeah, they're like, "This is crack. It's way cheaper, way more high, and you can get it anywhere in the ghetto."
Right.
Go out and
buy it, please. Support the Contras. Yeah.
Just get yourself a spoon.
All right, so what happened with the stuffed animal?
So they figured it out.
Was that the whole story in the headline, that a guy was just smuggling drugs into stuffed
What kind of drugs? Yeah. Was it weed?
2 grams of pot, half a gram of cocaine, and LSD.
That's so weak.
That's not. That's like, dude, that's a fucking weekend. Like, that's not drug smuggling.
Just saying, like, I tell you what, I would have appreciated it. Instead of this happy-go-lucky looking lion, just a really fucked up animal with eyes crossed and shit. Like,
I'm just saying, a crying clown.
If you receive that stuffed animal, by the end of the night, you're going, we need another animal filled with drugs.
I'm going to say this now. Silk Road's closed down, so it don't matter anymore. So I know people who on Silk Road got much more drugs for that through the USPS. The US Postal Service sent drugs of much more volume to people, with no complications.
One of my favorite Mitch Hedberg jokes was like, I love the UPS man because he's a drug dealer. He doesn't even know.
Dude, I went.
Is that a rest in peace? Is he dead or is he not
dead?
Yeah,
he died.
Oh, he is definitely dead.
I went camping, and a guy I went camping with for one night brought like 10 times more drugs than that.
I went to Vegas and my friend had shrooms and acid delivered to him at a hotel. Like,
once you get a good drug collection going, it's hard to stop. All
right, next. So this next one, this is something I've been talking about forever.
Gunchucks.
And this is now video proof that it works.
Gunchucks?
We're close.
Oh.
You guys remember when I talked about dick chucks?
Yeah, I remember that.
Chucks.
Yeah, I'm giving Mikey full credit for this.
So
I was like,
you
see, right there.
You see these two kids who are LARPing. And they're
LARPing.
Battling. Oh, yeah, you guys
live
know.
Action role play.
A live action role play.
Like in that movie Role Models.
It was not that. Wait.
Role Models, if you don't know what LARP is. And then one kid has a whip and a shield. The other kid is armed with a sword made out of a giant dildo.
Wow.
So there's a video of this kid slapping the other kid in the face with the giant dildo. The kid goes down immediately and is just knocked the fuck out.
Cats knows all about these giant dildos.
Oh, yeah, man. I bought one of those for a Halloween costume. You getting slapped with one of those and knock your teeth out.
Like, the kid, he goes completely limp and hits the ground. He
cracks him right in the jaw.
Amazing.
He looks like a fucking dime store shredder.
Got straight dicked.
Just got dicked in the face.
Would sound like Ray Rice's woman, man.
Oh.
Too soon?
No, it's
probably it's about good.
Probably.
Everyone in the world's seen
it. Wouldn't
it
be relevant a year from now. Like.
Yeah.
I like that your news story just refers to it as the dong sword.
The dong.
Well, I mean,
this is a credible news outlet.
Well, it's kind of like a long sword, I guess. But it's
not to mention the black and blue light being the size of a fucking penis.
Where's the kid get the dildo from? The dildo had to cost more than like a fake sword would have cost them.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But let's say you're LARPing and you whipped out like a Nerf sword. I'm like, whack, dildo. Pretend this doesn't hurt.
And it's straight disrespectful.
Oh, yes. You're like, lightning bolt. Whack. Fuck your lightning bolts. I actually give a challenge out to all people listening to the show. Go to a LARP thing with a giant dildo sword, and regardless of what their rules are, just start slapping homos with the big dildo.
Oh, man.
That's but, impressive, though, because most of that shit's made out of duct tape.
You're right.
So this guy said, fuck the duct tape. I'm getting a dildo.
I could watch it. He's got this animated GIF right here, and I could watch it all day.
Wait, they show you the video of it?
The kid looks like a character from Bloodsport, you know?
He definitely spent more money on the dunks or than he did his costume. Shirtless?
Yeah. If you baseball swung some kid and hit him in the side of the head, blood would shoot out his ear on the other side. Like, that's how heavy these things are.
But he looks like he's wearing, like, the wrappings and then that fucking really thin bandana like Bloodsport. And, you know.
Did he give all the Van Damme, like,
oh, Kumate.
Kumate. Finish him.
Brick, no hit back.
The other kid's tinfoil shield does nothing.
Did he make him say Mate?
He did.
Wow.
And the other kid looks like the main character from
Nothing Ever, because nothing's ever
the guy, the guy from the kickbox and everything.
What was the name of that movie? Robo Zombie? Robo Vampire.
Robo Vampire.
The main character from Robo
Vampire. Wow, I've seen like every movie ever created. What the fuck is Robo Vampire?
Robo Vampire is
you're in for a treat.
A tour de force?
One of the greatest movies ever made. Yeah. Robo Vampire.
It's Japan's answer to both vampires and RoboCop.
And zombies and ghosts who want to fuck apes.
There's a ghost fucks a monkey in that movie.
Yeah, there's kung fu monkeys.
They stop a kung fu battle so the ghost can fuck a monkey.
Does the monkey get pregnant?
Yeah.
And that's how AIDS was came.
There you go.
It's actually a really historical pick about AIDS.
All right. I'm going to do this as my last one. This one came from Andy B. Rules Cool Andy over here. Woo! Andy B. All right.
There it is.
Yes.
All right.
By the way, that kid was on Tosh this week, and he's in gay porn.
You know what? Like, I want to be surprised, but we've been calling that kid a faggot for longer.
The internet was like, shocker, like, right? That kid is in gay porn. Like,
oh, man. All right, so Pennsylvania teenager faces 2 years in prison for pretending to get a Hummer from a Jesus statue.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Really?
Yes.
Cats would have been arrested last week at the wedding then, if that's the case.
If pretending to get a blowjob from Nan and Ajay is a felony.
Yeah, Cats at least had a misdemeanor last weekend.
So it just looks like there's a Jesus statue where he's on his knees praying.
Well, here's the new rule. Don't make Jesus on his knees with his head extended like that.
Right.
You live in a filthy age.
Wait, from a picture?
No. This statue. Is a statue, but we're looking at the pictures.
But, like, so they saw it live and they're like, you're defacing the Jesus statue?
I'm sure that he had it on, like, Facebook or something.
Like, shit, me, you know? Me.
That's what was, like, so he posted a picture and then got arrested for it.
Yeah, it does actually say Facebook.
That's incredible.
When authorities were notified.
How's that debasing anything? He didn't do anything to
it. That's what me and Pete were talking about this outside. Is that something you can get your ass whipped over?
Yes.
Absolutely. Is that something you're going to go to jail over?
Not
I don't know.
Well,
so
here's
much.
The thing. It's in Pennsylvania, and it's the only state with this particular law. Officials in Bedford County charge a teen with desecration of a venerated object.
What does venerated mean?
Religious, maybe?
I guess it must mean religious.
That's my guess, too.
A venerated?
I mean, it's an object that was fucking crucified and brought back to
life.
It's
like an idolized object.
I've never even heard that term before.
If you try to hump the McDonald's logo, would you go to jail then?
No, maybe it's like idolized, like venerated, like respected, maybe?
Like venerable meaning older? Like, what do they mean by that term?
Google
that fucking term right now, somebody.
I think
there it is.
Hey! Wait. Thanks. It may be just
when you use your cell phone, it doesn't make that noise.
Object of religious significance, I think it is.
Isn't that religious?
Well, it's Jesus. You can't get much more religious than that.
No, but I'm saying, like, why wouldn't you use the term religious?
Venerated. regard with great respect and revere.
Yeah, so it's not religious. It's just revered.
Wait a minute, though. But revered by who?
By anybody. I guess,
like, I revere this fucking computer. Like, if you deface the computer, you're going to go to jail?
It's like Pennsylvania. Have you ever been there? They got, like, Quaker country throughout half the place. They got, like...
That's true. They have
a couple good BDs there where you can get, like, alcohol. But other than that... I mean,
yeah, isn't Amish country, like, right there?
That is Amish.
This is too loose a law because you guys are fucking with people.
This is a very loose law.
Actually, that's the way I think.
I don't agree with this.
Started as supposed to be like real free.
But anyway, this kid's facing 2 years.
2 fucking years
for just pretending that Jesus is blowing him.
I mean, you know, it's not even fucking guy.
Wait, why didn't he just go with it and say Jesus was blowing him? Now respect
this
me.
Is a
I am now venerated.
Wow,
Jesus loves
like him. Jesus was blowing him. Like, right. Go with it.
Again,
I just wanted to get close to Jesus. That's all.
That is definitely an ass beating offense, but not a criminal
not a
offense.
Prison. No, I don't even think it's an ass beating offense. Come I think that's way. A funny. Like, that's like ha ha. That's it.
Right, people need to take a chill pill, man. Like for real.
Yeah.
2 years in jail for humping a
people that
a
kill
statue?
Animals don't even.
What's
get that
next?
Time.
Fat people.
Beaver.
Why
was the beaver
public?
Guy get for slaughtering mad beavers and? Keeping him in his fucking
fuck,
car.
Fuck, Ray Rice beat up his girlfriend and slash wife and ready to get arrested.
He got
Adrian games. Pearson hitting kids with sticks and ain't getting arrested. Like, this kid goes to a statue, pretends to get a blowjob, doesn't even get off, and he gets 3 years
that was
in
the
jail.
Entire opening of fucking Happy Gilmore, where he's like, hump
yes.
Shit.
It was
like,
and it was amazing. It was 5 minutes of awesomeness. Like, oh, I'm at a gasoline station?
For all of those that couldn't see Justin, he was humping the
air. I was humping the show at that gas
totally.
Station.
I feel weird drinking my beer now because it was in front of him.
It's been venerated, Mike.
It's been venerated.
All right, so we just take a little minute.
All right, back.
All right, we're back.
What book?
So I was thinking real quick before we do stupid people. Mm-hmm. Favorite moment in the past 100 episodes. That's anybody cool. Got one?
Yeah, man.
What?
Is Mikey, that, you? That is not me.
The dog wants in.
I mean, I'll get up and let him in.
Is that my boy Chew?
Was it the Poochin?
All right.
It's Chewy. All right, so
what do we got?
Come on in, Chew.
Any stick out in your mind? Because there's just too many.
Black off for me.
There's so many.
Make up your mind.
So, what did you like about the black off so much?
Everything.
Anything in particular?
The whole thing.
Not giving me much. Thanks, Mike.
If we were a professional show, we'd have clips.
The black off, I felt the it was just when you were like, "What does NAACP mean?"
Yes,
and Lou was like, "Niggas acting all crazy." Please,
Oh, player. And the fact that Jillian, our legit black person on the show, didn't know what it meant.
She got heated.
Cornelian, legit black person didn't know.
She
Ivy League. That's I'm just one done.
She was really mad.
That's racist, Justin.
Oh man, you know I'm gonna say, not necessarily one particular moment, but just a series of podcasts where we're just making up all sorts of racial slurs.
Oh my
like,
god, spaghetti niggas!
The best time of my life. Like, listen, we're even in the playing field. It's no longer the worst thing for blacks.
One of my favorite things was when the time your brother Alex came on and he like he's like, "What would you like to be? A Groot?" And he's like, "Well, I'd also like to be an Ent." And you were like, "Yeah, I get it. You want to be a tree." Like, he was obsessed about being a tree for some dumb fucking reason.
I gotta say, Groot's kind of cooler than the Ents.
Mm. Oh, he's way cooler than the Ents.
Yeah, I mean,
one episode he was obsessed with Dictopus.
Oh yeah,
oh,
Octodix,
which is amazing.
What is Dictopus?
Yes.
Dictopus is an octopus with just penises.
Yeah.
Instead of 8 tentacles, he just has.
He
eight,
would
like,
not
venom.
He was hooked on that.
Yeah, he would not let go of that one.
Did Dictopus go after?
It went
pussy,
after
octopus.
Right. It just raped him.
Octopus.
Yo, that's DJ Stank Daddy for you.
I you know what, it got me last week. It was like on the re-listen to Lou brought up before was Andy B. Cool's fucking Superman.
Yeah.
It was like so ridiculous. I'm Superman. It was like,
right.
All right, buddy.
Can you give us a little of your Superman impression?
No.
That was Superman.
Pete put his all into that little girl character. It's like, "Where's Mr. J? And what are you doing here, Supes?" And he's like, "Yo." Like, yes.
I also enjoyed Justin's rendition of the we did the promos for wrestlers, and he was just like, "Oh, Jake Snake Roberts, you old ass man."
Right.
I'm gonna get you to get that hair on.
I literally had just read an article on Jake the Snake, like right before that, about like Diamond Dallas Page like took over for him. He's like, I'm gonna take you on my wing and everything. You're gonna stop doing crack and shit. Like,
thanks, DDP.
For me, there's two things that stand out. One, I can no longer go to Citi Field and not think of a lobster roll thanks to Pete.
Oh, like, yes.
I was literally there last night.
And did you try a lobster roll?
They had lobster rolls that blue?
I did not get one. They're terrible. I was so tempted.
At the Catch of a Day place?
I was so tempted to get one and fucking take a picture of it and send it to you. Like,
well, I wouldn't expect you to spend that kind of money for a joke.
I have a lobster roll!
Now I get it.
Every time I see the Mets play, I immediately think of you.
Get a lobster roll. Yeah. Then talk to me.
You're talking about like that, like the grocery store they have in like the corner, right?
I forgot where it was. It was years ago.
They have
a Catch of the Day. They have fresh like seafood, like, but then they also have this other like fresh food in general.
I don't remember because it was like 5 years ago. But my ex girlfriend made me buy her a lobster roll, and it was like $12 for a shitty hot dog bun with three fake pieces of lobster on it. It was awful. Like, and it tasted terrible.
If you should have just liked drugs, just said no, bro. Like, nah.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not buying you lobster roll. Well, you're a twit.
I'll just say the relationship didn't last.
Did you go to Blue Smoke?
What's that?
Did you go to Blue Smoke?
No, I did not.
Oh, Blue Smoke's worth
Stop
it.
Stop talking amongst yourselves.
But anyway, all right, so there's that. And then, I mean, to me, I never laughed harder than I wasn't even here for when you guys did the Bear Mace thing. That was unbelievably funny to me. Like, I couldn't fucking contain myself.
It's a great sport.
I would
it
say,
is.
Like,
a more human sport.
You just specialize in all manner of mace.
Baby mace is baby funny. Mace. Like you, how you love Nazi humor, I love mace humor. Yeah. If someone gets maced, it's like it's funny, man. Like, even if it's all women, it's like,
because yeah. I mean, they're hurt, but they're gonna get better. It's not like permanent damage or anything.
No, that'd be all right. Well, yeah. And Daniel, do you have any thoughts on?
Sucks.
Not your favorite, just like fond memories of the 100 episodes you've. We've done.
I liked Lou's Batman imitation. Was
yes.
Yeah, again, one of the ad-libbing things that you killed me with. I was like, I had him
Listen,
doing that.
I sounded like movie Batman.
I had him doing that, and then I think Jillian was doing meow, 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 meow. Yep. And it was like the whole fucking bit was meow, meow, meow. And they wouldn't stop saying that. And I was like, dude, this is over.
No, Pete saved it a little bit with his Bane. So I'd be like, "Wah!" And he would be like,
"I don't know
like,
what I said."
You'd say like, "I was born in darkness," and I'm like,
"He was just throwing out movie quotes, like, hoping to God you said something," and you were just like,
"That's the thing about
it's true."
The movie.
I remember sweating that whole thing, being like, "What the fuck am I supposed to say to this?
Their city's gonna burn."
Right. I was born in this.
But
blah, 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 blah.
That was the thing about that movie, though. It was like, you couldn't understand
I
anything.
Did not. I was like, when I got home and downloaded it illegally and I get subtitles, I was like, thank God.
Right.
Like, because what the fuck did Bane say during the entire movie?
Roar!
All right, so, Andy, do you have any fond memories of the couple times you've been
on? Even though you've been fairly recent.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I like last episode when we just could not ad-lib whatsoever.
Yeah. Any B with the Superman was, like, just ridiculous.
I mean, but that whole thing was a train wreck.
Do Ronald McDonald. What?
You had the voice?
What does he sound like?
A clown, you
exactly.
Fuck.
Like. Oh, man. It's like, all right, Pete, you're Ronald. Andy, you're Pac-Man.
Hama, 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 hama. Give me something. And Justin, do you have any fond memories of the old show?
I don't know. What I got is the Jill versus Brian, like, saying stupid shit.
Oh,
that's just enjoyable. It's just
Once she gets a good level of drunk going, then she's just like, she comes at me, and it's like, oh, God.
I always enjoy your Jill impression.
Yeah,
I'm so fancy.
I just listened to the one where you guys, we did like couples counseling and role reversal.
Oh my God.
First of all, that was like Mikey's idea. He was so jacked about it. You guys should do couples counseling. I was like, well, fuck you, Mike.
I knew that would be fucking gold.
There's one part in particular where she's like, oh, bruh, I'm going to go down and play Xbox and forget all about you. But then when I'm done, I'll bring you upstairs and make you come. And then you're like, no, you won't.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, that's
right. Yo, man, I was still trying to be funny, man. She wasn't getting funny. She thought this was literal free.
She took it straight literal.
Yeah, man.
Is like, this literal or figurative?
Thanks, our psychiatrists.
Well, were things better after that or like smooth sailing?
He's like, no, they were actually much worse.
I live here. They're great.
Look, man, it's always high tide for me, man. It's always sailing true.
And then there was that same episode where like it was like, what would you choose, pussy or Xbox? And you're like, both. She's like, that's not true at all.
If I could fuck my Xbox, I mean, at least I could turn that shit off.
In all fairness, guys, I gave you the don't call on me right now thing.
What?
Before you asked me what my enjoyment of the show is.
You think I care about that? I'm fine with it. I just committed the last 100 episodes of airing out everything ever in my whole life. I said racist things, said terrible things, and you think I care about you brought up a fight between me and my girlfriend on the show? Come on. Yeah. I came up with the term spaghetti niggas. Like, well, I, you know, but with, at that point in time, I don't know if, like, Pete was like getting recruited by the NAACP, but he was losing his fucking mind.
I was catching some heat. I was catching some heat by people.
By who? Dr. Martin Luther King? You don't know any black people. Who the fuck cares? Yeah, but your white friends are like, your goddamn other white friends are being a little racist for me to listen to.
People at my job started listening, and it went really
but
racist.
But they're white. Screw them. Like, what are they?
Not all of them.
Most. Yeah, even the black guys are white.
Jim yeah. from accounting was all pissed.
Right.
By the way, should we reveal it now?
What?
We're going to have a sequel to The Black Off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the name we came up with?
Andy?
The Revenge of the Black Off.
Like, what was Black to the Streets.
Black to the Streets.
What was The Black Off?
Nice.
Oh, we did a whole bunch of questionnaire between, because he found out he was part black, Loom.
Can I invite black people to the show?
Oh, yeah, so Ross? Yes.
Oh, my Raj, my Rich Jones, let's go.
Yes, yes.
You want black people on the show for the black off?
But right. They're not really black as much as they're like
Raj is
African black.
I don't know what that means.
there's two different black. Like they're from another country black.
Right.
And they don't get along. I'm talking about like American black.
African.
They were all born here. Like, I don't know where you're going.
They got accents. Where they get them from?
What?
Raj and...
Do they sound like they're from
Rich
here
Jones is from Jamaica. Queens.
I'm not talking about Rich Jones. And, I'm talking about Raj and the... And
Raj
DJ.
Is from straight Brooklyn. Like, they're...
They got some phony accents. Think like they're from the islands.
Brian thinks a Brooklyn accent is like Ugandan or something.
This guy's got a bootleg Ivory Coast accent. Right. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
Let's all right,
find our beach.
So no black allowed on the show. Only black that cat spine's black.
That clearly made a cheese.
That black. Not allowed in the show.
So is he like Samuel Jackson black or Rasta Mouse black?
And when your boy Rich Jones is like, I don't know, he's definitely not black. He's more like Jewish than anything.
Is he like Lenny Kravitz thing going on?
Well, no. He just comes in with no money. Well, actually, no. That's
Wait, you're starting to realize blacks and Jews are the same.
No, Jewish guy would come with money, though.
Yeah, but they just don't spend it. Yeah.
He actually comes with a full wallet and makes you spend all your money. All
right. I tell you, the difference between blacks and Jews is blacks have good food.
Come on, we got no
Google, son. Raisins and noodles.
We got matzo ball soup.
You can't make a restaurant.
If you were to name your top five soups right now, matzo ball would not be in them.
I mean, it might be.
No,
I got like French onion, and that's really it for me.
Cheddar broccoli. That's a sweet ass soup. Yeah. Chicken noodle. You can't go wrong. Chicken noodle.
Minestrone.
Gumbo.
Gumbo's
not
a
like
soup.
I'm not, first of all, I didn't ask the Italians about what soups were good, right? Like, that's not fair.
What are you talking about?
Let everybody else answer.
Oh, you're not going to ask Italians about food?
I'm clearly not involved either. I mean, wait. Everybody who's not Italian, answer this.
Maybe like
clam chowder?
Pasta vajoule.
Nice, good choice.
Yeah. Pasta vajoule and clam chowder. Okay, keep going.
A seafood bisque?
Oh.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Cream of broccoli?
Have you had any of these soups?
I have a lot of soups.
Lies.
I enjoy a good soup.
All right, never mind.
Yeah. Matzo ball.
Corn jalapeno.
French onion.
Ramen.
Yeah.
Ramen. That's what I'm talking about.
French onion's only good when you get the diner with piece of bread in it and the
cheese all on top.
Oh. I bought a Campbell's soup that was French onion. I was like, this is straight up
onion
water.
What about Jews? Jews got arugula.
Well, real quick, our favorite moments from the show. Soup.
Our intense soup discussions.
Let's do some stupid people before this goes off the rails.
stupid people.
All right, first stupid person thinks that matzo balls are good soup.
Yes.
The Jews are the first stupid people.
All right, this one I brought kind of for Mikey, and I apologize to Danielle in advance, because I know the jokes that are coming from this. A pastor, Mark Driscoll, is now facing bankruptcy after his evangelical church is going out of business because some bad press that he got for saying that women are penis homes.
Ah, that's so true.
Well, I mean, factually, they are homes for penises.
Did he really say that?
Do you want the full? It's a little long, but do you want me to read the thing?
I think I'm good. I think I'm good. What you got?
Do the highlights.
Let me hear the highlights. I gotta hear the highlights.
The first thing you need to know about your penis is that, despite the way it may seem, it is not your penis. Ultimately, God created you, and it is His penis. You are simply borrowing it for a while.
So, wait, so time out. So the foul things you do with your penis is really God's acts?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought.
No, he goes on. He goes
so,
on.
So rape is really a gift from God? Like,
it's God's will.
Yeah. God created a woman to be your wife, and when you marry her and look down, you will notice that your wife is shaped differently than you and makes a very nice home. Therefore, if you are single, you must remember that your penis is homeless.
It deserves some fucking poverty.
Was this like a homily? What was this?
Yeah, this is his fucking Corinthians 17:29.
Oh my God.
But wait, though you may believe your hand is shaped like a home, it is not.
Oh my God.
So wait, is he in favor of welfare for people that aren't getting laid?
I guess.
Is that why what he's not trying to say? Because they're homeless.
It goes on.
This guy is my fucking hero.
I would love to be Eskimo brothers with this dude.
Though women other than your wife may look like a home, to rest there would be breaking into another man's home. And if you look at a man, it is quite obvious what a homeless man does not need is another man without a home.
Wait, but that other guy isn't homeless.
He's talking about gays right now. He's saying...
Home is not a home if you enter the back door.
I want to know what he calls, like, the mouth. That's like his vacation home.
In the condo.
It's the garage. I like to puck the garage every once in a while.
Oh, my God.
Wow, how did I not hear about this new story? That's fucking quality. That's
amazing. Where's his church?
That did not make Yahoo. That was like
that deep. See where that is. No idea.
Give this guy
in Cumming, Georgia,
Washington, right. Washington.
Maybe. Why is
State?
He?
Listen. Is it the church or the Jim Jones revival? Like, what the fuck?
Why is he on Stupid People and not Best Around?
I love this guy.
I knew you were going to enjoy this.
Oh, man. This is amazing.
Wait, Danielle, now defend yourself.
I got nothing.
Talk about discuss your penis home. Go.
Exactly.
What the fuck you play?
Amazing Grace?
Wait.
A woman. Is it penis's home?
Brothers and sisters, the first thing to know about your penis is... It is God's penis.
Amen. Amen, Brother Bird.
Your woman is your penis home.
Thank you.
Don't go through the back door.
Testify.
That's the neighbor's house.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
I'm possessed by the spirit.
Don't go to the ski lodge in Aspen, a.k.a. a man's buttocks. I got nothing else over there. Alright, further penis news.
Oh, has Saving Grace really been used before?
Yeah.
Because that's fucking amazing.
What is?
The Saving Grace sound.
It's called Amazing Grace, you fucking heathen.
Whatever.
I'm a Jew. I don't save or amaze any grace.
Save or amaze any grace. It's like... You should get that as a bumper sticker, dude. I don't save or amaze any grace.
/ fuck Jesus.
Slap that on my shit.
Yeah, parentheses, I'm Jewish.
I'll get that tattooed like a fucking Tupac around my stomach, bro. I don't save or amaze any grace.
I fuck Biggie's girl.
All right, further penis-related news. A company that makes gummy bears is in trouble.
Oh, no.
Because they got their machines mixed up and pumped out a bunch of gummy dicks.
Wait,
Mom!
that were shipped to children.
Wait, miniature dicks? Mike, like gummy miniature dicks?
Gummy dicks.
Gummy little gummy dicks?
Yeah, little gummy dicks. For like bachelorette parties?
With cock and balls all
in. Oh, they got cock and balls. This isn't
real. Great. Mommy, my gummy bear looks weird.
Oh, yeah. The hell is that?
Yeah. They're pretty lifelike. The orange ones have a vein.
They have wrinkles.
Oh my God. Did this really happen?
He's an old ass man.
Lemons uncircumcised.
Children like to like. Children like to pick one up and then fucking shake them, and they were all just like, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Oh, oh my God!
Imagine your kids reaching in for some gummy bear. Mommy, what's this?
Tasty.
I gotta be honest with you, man. When you started this story, I did not think it was going there.
Neither did I. That's why I chose it.
That was fantastic.
Who got the gummy bears then?
Fucking perverts.
They got a fucking bridal party. A bridal party in New Jersey. He's like, I got you gummy dicks. Nah, nah, nah. They're bears. Well, I don't know why I bought these then.
Drink through your dick straw and put on your dick hat.
They're bears.
Put on your dick glasses. Look at the Google.
Is there anything worse than a bachelorette party?
No.
A joint bachelorette party.
No. I can tell you what's worse.
What's worse?
A bridal shower.
A bridal shower.
Dude, I once was at a bar and a girl came up to me and said, what's your name? I was like, Brian. It's like, oh, we already have a Brian. And she was like, cross off names and yeah. The girl has not fucked yet. I was like,
where was I?
Woo! I was like, this is what you're doing before you get married?
My name is
contracting a fucking Hep C? Like, what the fuck?
My name is Cornelius.
Wait, man. Brian? Did I say Brian? I meant Jimmy, Peter, Dave, Mike. Yes!
She was just trying to give. Tiberius. She was just trying to give. Listen, she was just trying to give that dick a home, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my name is Tidarian.
Oh, no.
Every dick needs a home.
Give that penis a home.
We need to make like one of those.
He wants to go home.
Those sad commercials. Where you're like, give 30 cents a day.
Wait, speaking of these donations,
and you're looking directly at face shots of dicks, like in the arms
but,
of a.
But
an
they're like floppy and flaccid. Right. A fly lands directly on the head. Sarah McLachlan.
No, it was Sally, whatever her name
Sally
was.
Struthers.
Sally Struthers walks up, fat as fuck. She's just like, 35 cents a day, you can find these dicks home.
Silly seeing the skinny dick. Dude, with
where's
a giant
the in the
head?
Arms of an angel like soundbite? That's needed right now.
Why don't we have that?
No one wants to listen to that.
But we do that bit all the time. Anyway, next story. We did one like this a few weeks ago, I think. Another Walmart motorized cart incident.
I hate fat people.
Well, the last one was a guy drove to his like probation officers in a stolen motorized cart from Walmart.
Did this one get tipped over and get stuck?
This woman tried to steal $600 worth of stuff and make her get away. Very slowly on
in
a
Walmart.
Motorized cart.
If you have to steal $600 worth of shit in Walmart, it's like... How could you hide that?
It's not difficult, well, that's trust me. We did in college.
Her excuse.
Do they have the garden section? You go to the garden section, bro. Never mind. Not illegal activity. Go back to Pete.
They run out mad hoes. It was like, what the fuck are these homos doing with all those hoes?
Well, her excuse for doing it was she didn't feel like walking.
Well, that's why she had the cart.
That's why they all have the cart. I mean, none of them are handicapped. Let's be honest here.
Nope.
Chewy wants to be on the show.
Chewy, somebody strangle that dog.
Oh,
he's barking at Logan.
Someone give the dog chocolate.
All right, so what's next? What's next?
Right, we were talking about crack cocaine earlier.
Love it.
So here's a guy who tried to sell some, but the problem is it was not cocaine. It was a crushed up Pop-Tart.
What? That doesn't even look like cocaine.
Damn, he's sugary as fuck.
He tried to sell his crack to an undercover cop for $20.
Is that even illegal?
Like, he sold him a what? Pop-Tart.
Well, but I'm saying it's like, you sold me crack. Ha ha, it was a Pop-Tart.
That's a good point.
It's not.
Wait, entrapment.
Really? Entrapment for what?
What just happened?
He sold him a Pop-Tart.
Okay. He was charged with selling or delivering a counterfeit controlled substance and creating a counterfeit controlled substance.
That can't possibly be. Actually, so when you tell me, like, what if I have a bag of oregano in my car? Like, can they charge me for, like, trying to sell pot?
Were you trying to sell it?
How the fuck did they know?
He tried to sell it to a cop.
Oh, never mind then.
Fair.
This is all retracted.
Dude, you want some crack? And he said, you're under arrest. If you have a bag of oregano, that's your own business.
Ah, this is Pop-Tart, so copper.
I don't know. Because I got you. In theory, he's still not selling crack.
But he claimed it was.
Who cares?
The cop.
But it's legal. But the cop didn't find any crack. That's all I'm trying to
but
say.
But he was still trying to sell drugs.
No, he was trying to make you drugs. Think he See, was selling drugs.
It was false advertisement.
It was. Yeah, you get arrested for false advertisement? Like, no, he was selling crack, which is ridiculous. Well,
like, I don't know. Put it in the legitimate world. I'm sure you could get in trouble for being like, you want to buy this TV? And then giving him a toaster. This is crack Pop-Tart. Maybe he was just
lemon
using
law. Lemon law.
Met lemon law. There you go. That cop wanted some real crack.
Anyway, so what's up next?
All right.
Fuck that cop.
Let's go to bad things to do on 9/11.
Fly.
It's cheap on 9/11.
Go onto a plane and start a Wi-Fi hotspot named Bomb on Board. And then change it to the bomb is on this seat, and then change that to something about the stewardess's ass.
Is this the next like Liam Neeson?
It's okay to say the bomb stuff. They just won't say what he said about her ass.
The next Liam Neeson movie? Like, what is this?
I guess
the snakes on a plane.
Nonstop 2.
And he did it on the day. Like, on
9/11. Oh, no. He did a Wi-Fi hotspot?
Yeah.
So he created trying to steal his Wi-Fi were just, like, horrified over it? Like,
right. I guess when you're on a plane on 9/11, the last thing you want to see is bomb on board dash Southwest.
No, I would do that.
Ha, ha, ha,
praise Allah.
No, you know what? I would do that, and then, like, when people are like, who has the...
Stop trying to steal internet, dickhead.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, somebody's trying to take my internet, fucker.
I don't think that the stealing the Wi-Fi.
Al Qaeda just robbed the plane. They didn't rob the internet.
Fucking get your own internet.
Yeah. Hijack my internet, motherfucker.
I would totally do something like that.
Did he get arrested?
Let's see. He got detained.
That's fucked up. I mean, like, who cares?
If you went on a plane with a piece of paper that said bomb the plane, like, that's a arrestable offense?
Yeah. You're not allowed to say bomb on a plane.
Why?
Let alone...
Why?
What if you're showing a Rob Schneider movie?
People are sensitive. You're on 9/11.
You're kind of right, but you're not...
You gotta play devil's advocate to everything.
No, I'm gonna say the First Amendment does not protect you if it's gonna cause like a riot or something like that.
Put yourself on the plane.
Bodily harm.
Put yourself
like,
on the plane.
What riot's gonna occur on a plane? You're on a fucking plane. You can't go anywhere. Like, you're not gonna.
See World War Z?
It's not like you're a functional
retard.
You can
crash that shit. If you're Brad Pitt, you survive. You know you've been impaled by something. Out. I hate that movie.
Have you ever seen the Charlie Murphy skit where he talks about functional retards? Where there's a sign on every plane that says, do not open this door in mid flight. And he's like, who's that for? Function retards, because nobody can open this fucking door mid-plane.
I don't see the connection.
Are you trying to say
he put the word bomb on a plane on 9/11,
and nobody's gonna riot? That so people, who cares? Like, you're on a fucking plane, you riot on a plane. Who
still
cares?
Freak
like,
people
what's
out.
Happen?
Who's gonna be freaked out by the Wi-Fi password?
It's in. All right, remember Mikey's thing with the Jesus statue? Some things are just an ass beating.
But this is nationwide. That's just one stupid fucking state. That's like batshit country.
All right, let's move on, because Justin's got to make a thing out of everything.
I agree with Justin.
Thank you. I mean, come on. Who cares?
You're defending the guy who put the word bomb on a plane on 9/11.
Yes.
Who wasn't even arrested?
Fucking Jews.
But he was detained. He was fucking detained.
Like, what? Why would you
put
that
Justin
as your
on that plane? He's the first one to break down into tears.
First of all, what plane have you ever been on that got Wi-Fi? All right, that's my next question for you.
Modern planes.
All right, fuck that nonsense.
All right, last stupid person.
Let's get the hell out of here.
A yoga studio that put out this tweet on 9/11.
Was it boom?
It was 9 plus 11 equals 20% off Patriot Day sale.
See, funny again.
That's
not funny.
That is funny. That's funny. Like, I'm not about to do some yoga.
That's funny. That's
I might
funny.
Go do like a downward dog for some 20% off. 9 plus 11 equals 20% off.
Yeah, you'd be like, motherfuckers, 9/11?
You gotta do at least 30, homeboy.
Guys, we're apparently the only two that can appreciate 9/11 jokes.
Bro, we are blowing up our prices for 9/11.
Oh, God. Boom. That was like that fucking bed salesman.
These sales will fly away.
We are scalping prices. I'll punch a baby and kick a
I mean, when did words become like something that harms someone? Like,
Since forever.
I agree with that.
It's like
that people need to chill the fuck out. But come on, use common sense.
I don't think it harms people. I think it's distasteful. Yeah, so many people lost.
Well, you know,
people.
These aren't the people. Do you know what's distasteful?
The government's investigation of 9/11. That's distasteful to me.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Twitter.
No. I know.
Take his microphone.
No, I'm just saying.
Take his microphone.
It's like, come on.
Mute him.
How can we accept certain things, but like a joke is all of a sudden not a joke anymore?
Next stupid person.
I don't think it was a joke.
Clearly the guy on the plane was making a joke when you made
it.
I'm talking about the yoga studio.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with that. Like, it's not like not like anyone ever. It's like someone who lost somebody came up and was like, "I lost somebody."
Politically incorrect, motherfucker.
9/11 shit is killing the mood.
Yeah, seriously, move the fuck. Boogie, burn this motherfucker down.
Next story, a guy painted swastikas on a temple. Justin, go. Why is he right?
Fuck the Jews.
No, that's the whole thing. And this was his, the guy's response was, it's like that man who punched his wife. Referring to Ray Rice. I mean, it's upsetting, but don't get it blown out of proportion.
Yes, yes, I agree. Wow.
Well, it's not like he can't rush for 1,000 yards after punching his wife or something like that.
It's not like that dude can't be productive.
Like, well, that's part of his regiment.
All right, that's it for stupid.
What was she saying to him?
Let's do a... Because we got so many people in the room, we're going to do a small version of the hashtag game.
All right.
I'm terrible at this
game. As am I.
Ready? Brace your ears.
Hashtag.
All right. We're going to pick three of those stories, and we're just going to hashtag three of them. So I'm going to go ahead and choose megachurch closing after pastor calls women penis homes. I'm going to do gummy dicks.
A lot of dick humor right here.
A lot of dick ones. I would do the Pop-Tart. And you know what? I'm taking the 9/11 ones out because Justin's just going to make
it. No, you got to do 9/11.
He's just going to get up on his soapbox and talk about the pro 9/11 movement. It's a way to go.
I wasn't going to
do the 9/11
one. I was just going to make like blowing up noises. That's all I was going to do.
Which one of the two do you want? Do you want the, we got the Gummy Wi-Fi beard. One or we got the yoga one?
Wi-Fi. Or yoga, really.
I don't care.
Yeah, I kind of like yoga.
I like yoga.
So we're hashtagging a tweet. That seems appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, first one. Penis homes. Who's got one?
Oh. Penis home. Hashtag mushroom top.
Relevant.
Right. I'm going to say, I don't know, hashtag two-car garage.
Who's in the lead?
Hashtag boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Anyway.
Yeah, I get it. I'm fucking speechless right now, man. Right.
Well, that's got to be hashtag I'm fucking speechless.
Right. Andy B, what
I
do you got?
Blank looks.
Hashtag I want to go home.
Hashtag. I like that.
So far, that's the leader.
Take me home.
Hashtag home is where the heart is.
Both good.
That's a good one.
Nice.
That was with a D, not a T.
Wait.
Just in case you couldn't get it.
What?
We're talking about the gummy bear story or the priest story?
No, we're talking about the priest. Where is it?
Damn it, I thought we were talking about the gummy bear story.
Oh. What was yours again?
I thought it was the boys would be boys. Gummy bears for little kids.
That doesn't make sense for either.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's disturbing as fuck.
So were you.
Yeah, that's the point.
All right, so. All right.
Hashtag my hero.
I'm gonna give Andy the point.
All right, let's do it.
How's it going?
All right, now we're doing penis gummy bears.
Okay.
Well, now hashtag... I can't get the same one.
Apparently, it's not good.
I'm erasing your point.
I got it.
Justin's got a negative one.
Hashtag eat a dick.
Oh! Wow.
Pretty hard to beat that one. That's
boom. That's got one. You ready?
You eat a dick.
Yes! That was my quote. That was my quote.
If you're gonna scream, that was it. That was the mic down.
But that was it. I was gonna say, no, you eat a dick, nigga.
I'll give it to him.
Come on, it's not fair.
All right, we'll split the point. Justin loses the negative one.
It was there.
I don't think any of us are going to beat either of those.
No. Move on. Yeah, all right. On, Yoga Studios Insensitive Tweak. 9 plus 11 equals 20% off.
Hashtag Yoga Flame.
Whoa. That's a good one.
Oh, you can.
That happened during a high five.
Can I get a how do you can high five?
The fact that Lou like anticipated what I wanted to say was just the priceless.
Damn. Yoga Flame, that's a good one. Oh, I wish
that happened on camera.
Oh, man. Oh. I don't know. Hashtag fire sale?
Yoga Flame.
Dicks on fire sale.
Too soon.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
this is a rough one to do.
Anybody?
Hashtag we're blowing up prices?
Okay.
Come on. No, you eat it.
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to give a point for that, though.
No,
yeah.
No comment.
All right, let's keep moving. Is that it?
That's it. We're just going to do the three.
All right.
You guys want to do one more?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do... Man tries to pass off crushed Pop-Tart as crack.
Woo!
And Justin's explanation why he's actually a hero. Go.
Hashtag cocaine's one hell of a drug.
Okay.
Good start.
I mean, I was on the spot.
Hashtag crack tart.
Hashtag unhealthy breakfast.
Hashtag shit happens when you party naked.
How do you look?
Man.
Lou's furiously Googling Pop-Tart facts right now.
Lou, you got a computer. That's not fair. That's an unfair advantage. Like, this ain't steroids.
It's funny when you could actually see, like, we're seated different from all the people, so I could see Lou's screen.
I got it.
And just to see the searches he goes on during this show.
I'm kind of bummed that every time I give a high five, it's like, howdy, Hogan!
I don't know. Yeah.
Up with the Hogan!
White frosting.
White
frosting?
That doesn't sound like
very sexual.
That sounds more like the Penis Holmes thing, man.
That actually would have won Penis Holmes.
Yes? Oh, you can!
I'd love to hear it again.
It's like Mark Yugen.
All right, so just give it out the point, Pete.
Yeah. I think I gave it to Mike, and I don't remember what he said.
He said party naked.
Okay.
All right. So
old school.
So we got a winner. Andy's the winner.
Yeah, Andy B.
It was,
you said I gave it to him. Oh, my Andy wins it all.
Brian, Mike, and Lou all at a point, and Andy's got two.
Andy B rules.
Word. That's your theme song, Andy.
If I said fuck your couch, would it have done better?
No.
Nah.
You're on my bad side tonight. All right, there was some demand for the Living in America game.
All right, but before we do that, can we, I just want to do a real quick thing. If you could describe the show in one word, what would you describe it?
This show?
Oh, God.
I'll start off, just because, you know, I'll get the thing going. Racist.
That about sums it up, everybody. Moving on.
I got one.
Horribly offensive.
That's two words, my friend.
Offensive, I guess.
Oh, wait, that's be one word?
Or whatever, I don't care. Like,
oh, I had a phrase.
Just go.
Balls to the walls.
Mm-hmm. True. Andy B?
A good time.
How do you, Logan?
I don't know. Unprofessional?
Pete?
Can I just second your racist?
Yeah. Wait, who's been the most racist?
This cats. Guy, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, definitely cats.
But it comes from a place of love. It's really Pete, because Pete says stuff, he means it.
That's the opposite of true.
I'm just glad because I started the show with the black people tip in, and I thought maybe somehow I was
Danielle.
I would say terrible.
Oh,
yeah. Wow, that's the one.
Wow, she went one word too.
If it's not gonna be one word, then I would like to say sexist, racist. All right, let's go on to Living in America, my friend.
It's everything you're thinking.
Woo! Listen. Living in America.
That's my favorite.
All right, so what country are you in?
I gotta say, I've not been on since this gets started.
I need nominees for country.
Japan.
You have to explain it to the people that haven't played it.
Okay. I have not played it.
Yeah.
So basically, we're going to pick a country, and everyone, I'm going to ask a series of questions, and I'm going to give points to who's got the most right answers, wrong answers, and most fucked up answers. Brian's on a good streak of
that's
fucked
not fair
up answers.
Because yeah, fucked up answers are wrong answers. Like
no, but if they make me laugh, they're fucked up.
Alright, you know what we haven't done? Like Middle East, man. I'm gonna say Iraq.
Let's go.
I say Japan.
I'd be down for Japan too, but I'm not for Iraq.
Yeah, I think I'm
we fucked up
Japan.
Both those nations. Let's go.
I'm gonna go Japan because we haven't done Asia in a while.
Alright, Asia. Let's go. Japan.
Alright.
Japan! And Mr. Chinaman saying it's time to wait. 1 point for Lou.
Yep, Lou up right off the bat.
Damn it! I think I'm doing Japanese. I think I'm doing.
Cat, you got a computer next to you too. That
Daniel suddenly
fell behind.
Wildly uncomfortable. All right, we're going to start easy. Capital.
Tokyo.
Correct.
I don't even know if I'm right.
That's the right answer.
Yes.
Hitoki, the hibachi restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And this is not a take your time, everyone gets a turn.
Oh, it's just go first.
This is just fucking yell it out.
I yelled it. All right, I'm good. That's what I'm good at, Pete.
Octopus Dick City.
What the fuck?
Obviously.
Why'd I give a real answer? Fucking squinty eye motherfuckers.
Hey, that's just racist.
Yeah, take it down a notch.
Obviously, the capital is...
Oh, shit, I know that place.
Oh, how about fucking...
It's right next to Hadouken.
About to be... Everybody's about to die from nuclear radiation. Japan.
No, that's you're losing points.
I'm docking.
True statement.
Docking points.
All right, so next question.
All right, let's see. What do we want to do? I don't think it's even a good question to ask what the national language is.
Korean.
Describe the flag. We're gonna do another easy.
I got it. Okay. It's white, red. It's got red circle. It's white, and that's it. That's Korean. I don't know if that's true.
Obviously, it's a blue flag with a yellow dictopus on it.
It's a bunch of Japanese people bowing to Godzilla.
I'm wearing a Godzilla shirt.
I'm done answering these things accurately.
That gets a point.
I'm going to say it's Goku going Super Saiyan.
That's an epic flag.
I now know the way this game works.
It's not a Pokeball.
It's a white.
Actually,
Pokeball
she nailed it with white and red.
I'm giving you a point for like funny and correct.
Accurate. Right.
It's the white flag with the red Pokeball.
That was great.
All right, let's do. Somebody kill that dog.
Andy's wait, it's my turn.
Oh, Andy, you're not yelling out. Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. People keep talking.
That's the way it works.
Points.
Okay, the flag is a tentacle monster raping some girl.
Yeah.
Whoa! He just went anime on you.
That just agrees with Dictopus.
I think he's
no. He went anime. He went straight
with
like
national
anime.
National pastime.
Oh, that's different. That's different.
All right, Pete, next question.
We'd all right. We'd like question mark.
Tentacle
point.
Rape is the Japanese baseball.
Let's do. What is another easy one? The currency.
The currency of Japan?
Dick.
No.
It's not young women?
Is it Gil?
Young women?
That was the Gil.
That went something.
He's like,
I'm going to say it's Gil.
That's good.
Fine. Schoolgirl pussy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I've learned not to give accurate answers. That's what I knew.
Shitty Hyundais.
You can say a right answer and then a wrong answer. You still win something.
I know, but the wrong answer is so much funnier.
Their currency is respect.
Let's say.
No, it's
not bad.
I this is what I'm pinkies. Pinkies is their currency.
Seppuku?
How do you.
Seppuku?
Oh. Seppuku, you talking about?
Yeah, that. You talking about Sudoku?
No.
Everyone's got a different letter to go with this case. There's a su, there's a buku, everybody can agree on. But no one can agree on what's in between that. He said Sudoku. You said Seppuku. I said Seppuku.
Sudoku is a number game, and Seppuku is suicide.
Right.
I said Seppuku. Very similar.
Is that Byakuya?
You definitely said Sudoku.
Sometimes when you
I said no, I said Sabuku.
Sabuku.
It's yen.
I will say
it's like, at. Wait, it's Japan?
Yes.
We've been talking about Japan, yes. Justin, welcome to the
wait,
show.
Wait, that's funny. I didn't think it was yen. I thought it was yan.
Yen.
It's yen.
No, I'm going by how Swedish. It's spelt.
It's not Swedish.
Is it spelled Y-U-A-N or spelled Y-E-N?
Y-E-N.
Oh, never mind. I'm wrong. China's yan.
I'm going to say their currency is karate secrets.
Karate secrets.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
All right, let's do this. Who is the emperor of Japan?
Palpatine? Oh, Ash Ketchum.
Palpatine points.
Ash Ketchum.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, he's the last of the Mohicans or some shit, right?
Last samurai.
I'm going to say Jackie Chan.
He's Chinese.
It's the wrong Asian
country. Tony Jaa. Right.
I don't know who their emperor is, but they definitely pray to Jackie Chan. They pray to him.
Wrong country.
They definitely pray to Jackie Chan.
Oh, Ip Man. Obviously, the emperor is Ryu.
Hit it,
Ken.
Oh, you can.
This is why Lou petitioned for Japan. See yeah, that one sound bite. Yeah. One more time.
Oh, you can.
Excellent.
It's Rick Yugen.
All right, next question. Next question.
All right. Bear with the correct answer, by the way, is
nobody cares.
Miyamoto.
Akito.
Akito. He's got one name.
How is Japan pronounced in Japanese?
Japan.
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 Japan. Japan. Japan.
Come give it up an extra point.
All right. So
I'm gonna just say pan. Because I can't pronounce the first part.
Ja.
Oh, I think I actually know the right answer.
All
right,
so what's the next?
Kore wa nan desu ka? Kore wa nan desu ka?
It's a Nippon.
Right.
Why do we normally ask? Let's do the greeting. Brian's favorite.
The greeting?
Oh,
ni hao.
They fucking break.
Ni hao, bam.
They break a brick over their head.
They both walk next to a shitty Toyota and beat the shit out of it until one person wins mad points.
Oh man,
I legitimately did five rocking back and forth laughing.
Ryu wins.
That was in the later games, though. That was not the originals.
That was the two. That was two.
Yeah, you really had him, too?
Yeah, that was two.
Yeah, that's two.
I thought I put the car in later.
Nah, because, I mean, they had that since Final Fight. Damn, that, I don't think anyone's going to beat that. I was going to say
well, I get Ni Hao, which is correct. I
was going to say some stupid shit, like they get into horse dancing.
What is this like a
balls?
Are you saying they all do the Gangnam style?
No, I'm talking.
That's Korean.
This is like it puts the soap on
you
the
have
skin.
Your arms like, on your side, and you like spread the legs, and
so the judging
style.
Like,
and then they do like a Rochambeau.
Woo, 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 woo.
And the one who falls first, the one who falls first, racks disappear. All right, does anyone else want to throw
I'm rewinding back with Ni Hao. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Oh, fuck that. The bonus stage from Street Fighter wins.
Yeah.
Okay, just to go back, though, another favorite moment of the show is the Uzbekistan hello.
They touch dongs and dip.
Yo. By the way, I was watching that new Ali G show, and I think it's just the old Ali G show on FX now. Like, I think I've seen this before. And
I'm
I
deducting points for this diatribe.
No, but
that's one way to troll.
God, you saw this thing though.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's really just
it's like it's a new show, but it's not. It's the same fucking show we saw.
He has new opening and then just old show.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Thank you. High five. Points down.
You,
at least.
You can...
There it is. At least I'm sane.
All right, Pete. Any more questions here?
That's about it.
A little national anthem.
You want to do national anthem?
Yes.
Last question. What is the national anthem?
I think I'm turning Japanese.
It's not nice. Domo Arigato.
Domo
Arigato. That's the one.
Damn. Fuck, I really got nothing. Give me a
there goes Tokyo.
I'm going to say
Godzilla.
It's a Pokemon theme song.
Sing it and you win. I just want to hear him sing. It's not happening.
Wait, I tell you, the theme song is Rich fighting rough.
Okay, fine. Fighting rough. I got my simple answer. Japan.
That's all I got.
It was a backup song was a Go Go Power Rangers.
The Megazords.
Kill Bill.
All right. We got our winners. For the most correct answers,
Justin,
of course.
He caught on in like the third or fourth question. Whoa, whoa, we're making fun of these countries. All right.
The GDP of Japan is
a million.
Whoa, wait.
Still it's over 6,000?
Wait, winner? Winner.
For the most wrong, outright wrong answers, we got Andy. Probably because you wouldn't sing the fucking Pokemon song.
Isn't he playing it right now?
No.
Let's Fighting Love.
Let's Fighting Love. Yeah. We almost had a three-way tie for best, like, fucked up answers between Brian, Danielle, and Lou until Lou pulled ahead at the end with 6 yes. to the other 2-5. So we got a Lou winner. So crank that song!
Woo!
Protect my balls. This clearly is Trey Parker, Matt Stone, right? But I have not heard this before.
real quick, going back to the best stuff when the 100th episode. The best part of this bit, I feel, was when it was me, you, Alex, and Lou. And, well, I forget what country it was in South America, but it was Costa Rica. And their currency was secret.
Yeah.
and Alex is like, you're like, what's your national anthem? And Alex is like, I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
What country's flag was a stolen pair of DoorDash jeans?
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
It was Uzbekistan.
That was my favorite one.
Soldiers died for those jeans.
It's not like a flag with a picture of jeans on it. It's just a literal pair of jeans flapping around. Like,
oh, man. I still got to post that picture of the Mundanians. The favorite treat of, what was it, Iranians? Or?
I think it might have been.
Mundanian is the favorite treat of Iranians?
Yeah. They're like Funyuns. It's not fun.
Squares. and they taste like beets.
It's better than fucking sand.
They don't taste like onions at all. It's just beets. Like, ugh. Right. And they got the texture of styrofoam. It's a terrible snack.
Oh,
all right, are we doing price submission?
I'll give you my dirty little secrets. All right, do it.
Price of admission, G. To be honest with you, that might be my favorite moment of the whole show altogether, when Alex is like, I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
All right, we'll wrap it up with movies. Terrible week for movies.
Terrible. Really
yeah. Get back in my good graces.
Alright, so.
Alright. I will ask to hear that song again before this is done.
Absolutely.
Nice. Put that
in fact, instead of the normal outro, we're going out on that song.
How about this? Since we did Living in America?
Isn't this America? I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
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 Alright, what's
America?
The first movie?
They're good jobs.
First movie is called No Good Deed. Does anybody know this?
Yeah. No. As a bad guy, I don't like it.
It is Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck did you know Idris Elba was in that movie?
Because he's the big black man in the movie.
Yeah, I go to Rotten Tomatoes like daily to see like what TV shows are on today, and I didn't catch that this No Good Deeds movie was coming out.
Well, Terry is a devoted wife and
look,
mother of two.
This mahogany god is in this movie.
I admit, Luther, greatest TV show ever created by man.
But
I like Idris Elba. He's a good actor.
He's great.
I want him to be Black James Bond.
When Danielle sees Idris Elba on the screen, she needs to grab herself a Bounty paper towel. Because she is soaked.
Didn't Tyler Perry make this movie?
No.
Oh. All right, Mikey, you get it. You get it.
Somebody just look at Justin's hair right now.
It's out of control.
You can tell when Justin's getting drunk.
You got a full head of hair. You got a full
he goes Super Saiyan.
You got a full head of hair, but your hair is doing what bald people's hair is do. Like, they tease it to do.
Yo, whatever, Ronaldo. Like, what do you want from me?
Oh, that's a great comparison. I love it. That guy's gorgeous.
You chose the most handsome man on the planet to compare him to? What's wrong with you?
Okay, fine. I'll take it back. Katz has got these, like Betty Sue curls in front of his fucking hair, and he's going to make fun of my hair. Look at this shit.
I'm just saying your hair is doing what bald people's hair do. What is that?
Jesus. The fuck
that's
is
the dog wanting to get in.
That's Chewy saying, fuck no, you, cats.
That dog really wants to come inside.
That's Chewy. That's right, Loki
so,
or Chewy?
Like, so let's go with this Mahogany God movie.
Let's find out. Let's find out what that is.
You know, Justin still has a microphone, so we're not going to get anywhere.
No,
let's see. Let's hear about
I'm pretty convinced, even though the sound of his own voice weirds him out when he hears back, he can't get enough of it.
It was blah, blah, blah. They dish that loser.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Okay, Idris Elba, great actor, but nah, never heard of this movie.
All right, Terry is a devoted wife and mother of two. Lives an ideal life that takes a dramatic turn when her home and children are threatened by Colin.
Is this the Beyonce movie?
A charming stranger who smooth talks his way into her house, claiming car trouble. The unexpected invitation leaves her and her family terrorized and fighting for survival. Hour and a half, PG-13.
This sounds like the Beyonce movie. Wasn't there a Beyonce Idris Elba movie?
Yo, no, hold
there
on.
Was a
hold
movie
on.
The Perfect or Perfection or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is... sounds exactly like that.
Wait,
boo.
I really like what Mikey's got to say.
What was the name of the movie again?
It's No Good Deed.
No, you guys are completely incorrect. This is... It's No Good Deed. This is Tyler Perry.
Of course
okay,
it is.
Dresses up like his grandmother. Okay, and then somebody finds out
somebody.
That another person pretended to get a blowjob from Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, and it's just them with these wacky shenanigans.
Yeah. So I heard this movie's about like Idris Elba like breaking down in a white people neighborhood, and he keeps asking to like use a phone, and everyone keeps locking the doors.
I think it's
like
about
an hour and a half of that.
No good deed.
Well, no, I mean, I think you got it part right.
I think it's about AIDS.
Someone is a black lady lets him in, and he ends up being just some serial killer fuck.
Why would you ever open the door for the black guy, huh?
You went, like, actual plot of this movie.
That's the real plot.
Right?
No, that's the plot of fucking, what's it called, 2? The Purge 2. Or Purge 1, actually, I'm sorry.
It's the plot of every movie where somebody comes into the house.
Well, not a black guy. In every movie, a black guy walks in the house.
We break it all the way back to, what's that? Sleeping with the Enemy. It's the same shit.
He wasn't black.
No, but the guy comes into the house.
Why does he
gotta
be black?
Because we're talking about a black guy comes in.
No, it's just a guy. I don't see color.
It's not a guy. It's a mahogany guy.
Look, regardless, Tyler Perry movies always do well in the box office.
Okay, he's correct. He is
fuck that. I give it a zero.
Because Lou, he's right. Oprah advertised the shit out of him.
Lou, play the theme.
Right.
Wait, does that mean I just have to get the lowest answer?
No. I'll explain it again.
Oh, shit. I went over.
Nigga, hush.
Closest. Closest without going over to the critic score.
Okay. Brian, critics love him.
Brian, you know what you do when you start.
This piece of shit, 20.
You're crazy. Idris Elba, critics love him.
What did you say, nigga?
I agree. Who's next? Which way we want to go? Danielle, you're up.
I'm gonna say 54.
54. Let's go, Lou.
I like Idris Elba, but the trailer didn't look so hot. 35.
Andy.
Zero.
That's a solid guess.
I'm going with easy 55 to screw Danielle over.
She got Brian.
And Mike goes 56.
Listen, I love Tyler Perry movies, better, but I don't know. I feel like this one's a little darker than his other ones, so I'm going to go with 15.
15. Well, technically, you're the closest.
Oh, damn, really?
But you went over, so Andy gets a point.
Oh, wow.
Because it is a
12. Wait, has it been released yet?
Can you just read one review for that?
Sure.
Boo. I have like two reviews. Like, hold up.
It's like boo with the eight O's.
Hang on. I'm pulling it up here. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Idris Elba.
I don't understand, man.
My computer decided to freak out at that moment.
Oh, man. So what's up, niggas?
Challenge.
Word.
You know, I actually read an article about Idris Elba. You know, he never watched The Wire.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
Idris Elba never watched The Wire. He never watched an episode of The Wire.
Yeah.
He lived.
Okay, I got it.
I got it here.
Hold up. Loop. You know what I want to hear, right?
If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu Tang could be dangerous.
Ain't nothing to fuck with!
Yeah!
Awesome.
All right. Here's the first little blurb from a review. Blech. Is the final plot twist is about as fiendishly clever as an episode of General Hospital.
Is that better than Night Shyamalan, or is that?
Well, I haven't seen General Hospital, so.
Well, that's Sesame Street. there aren't any characters.
What a tweet. There's no characters.
Apparently, this guy thinks there's no characters.
How many reviews are there?
Oh, here's a good one.
Well, how many total reviews? A
bunch.
Okay, never mind then.
There's 25 critics.
That's enough. That's enough.
I like this one. Nasty, ugly, extremely dumb, stinker.
Damn, that sounds
should have made Luther season four.
Wait, here's one that I heard from Dennis Farina.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Definitely. That's not Dennis Farina.
It is.
Oh, it's Frank Vincent. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You were thinking of...
So who the fuck wants to see him?
We got beaches.
Those were two quotes from critics that saw this fucking movie. Hey, we got Tyler Perry movies. Who the fuck wants to see
you guys need to declare, yeah, don't go to England.
And then this irate motherfucker was just,
your words mean nothing to me.
Ready for the next one?
Next one.
Yeah.
Next movie, Dolphin Tale 2.
Oh my God, I saw the advertisement for this in the movie.
That should be renamed Dolphin Tale Boo.
My question is, like, how can you make a heartfelt, like, children's movie out of, like, imprisoning dolphins?
Because the tails are cut off or some such shit.
Well, they did the same thing with King Willie.
They did two movies now about like making dolphins miserable. That like, was, and
the
like,
first yeah. movie, wasn't it like a dolphin had a fucked up tail and they gave it a prosthetic?
No, that was Free Willy.
No, it was a killer whale. It was
hence the super clever title of Dolphin Tail.
All I want is dolphins with freaking laser beams.
I mean, okay, what
this is a 2-hour
question.
Movie.
Can a dolphin not live without a tail?
Make up your fucking mind! Are you get the fuck out!
Fucking just
wait,
dogs.
Two hours on dolphins?
Yeah.
Yep.
And starring the
worst
actor.
The first one had, like, Ashley Judd in it.
Oh, is this one that
Judd? No.
First one did.
Oh, this one, it does have Ashley Judd.
Oh, right. Ashley Judd's in the second one.
And Morgan Freeman and Chris Christopherson.
It's kind of like...
And my least favorite actor ever, Harry Connick Jr. I'll never forgive him for fucking Independence Day.
You got your victory dance?
I got it right here!
I'm saying, they had the documentary, like, Black Whale, whatever the fuck it was. Like
Blackfish.
Blackfish. This shit, it's just fucked up, and now they're going to make a movie for kids. Like, woo! Like,
see, they're really...
Okay, funny. It's stupid. I agree.
No, I'm just saying, beyond being stupid, it's like, it's fucked up.
Who wants to start?
Nope.
Nope.
That's my rating. Nope.
One.
Okay.
One.
Because one is higher than nope. So
yeah.
Nope's not a number, more than a theory.
Okay.
Nope.
Right. Anybody?
Well, since it's a sequel, I'm gonna say 30.
A 30.
I was gonna say
34. It's down to you two.
14.
Applejacks, bitch.
That's not a vote, but okay.
Actually, you know what? I'll reset my answer. The Dolphins scored 30 last weekend, so 30.
That's Andy.
You did say
Andy
30.
Said that already.
Someone said 30.
Fine, I'm cool with
imagine
it.
Imagine Mikey, do you have a real answer?
Yeah, people love sappy shit.
Yeah. And so, Morgan Freeman.
And Morgan Freeman. Yeah, white people love Morgan Freeman.
He's a great narrator.
True. I'm not threatening. I'm going with like 45.
45. Mikey's got it.
Oh.
This movie somehow got 73.
See, I fucking hate critics.
Let's play like, Mikey's theme song.
It's because Ashley Judd.
I'll read the first review again. This is exceedingly mild entertainment. I guess that's a compliment.
How many reviews?
Oh, God, you're killing me.
I just want to be more than five. I just want to be more than five.
Stop grinding this to a halt. 52.
I have a review from Bender.
Translation, boring.
Right. That movie sucks. Let's do the next movie.
Okay. All right, the last one. Let's do this last one. This movie is called The Drop.
Oh, I know what that movie is.
Oh, isn't Dan Zell in that one?
Yeah, I think she might be right.
That sexy the ass drop. Dan Zell's in it?
Oh, this fucking
guy.
You know it's got a terrible review, though it doesn't deserve it. Yeah.
It has Tom Hardy. Mm-hmm. It has Noomi Rapace. Mm-hmm. It has James Gandolfini. Presumably, this was filmed a while ago.
At least last summer.
No, it was his last movie.
They put his corpse on a marionette.
No one else. It's a crime drama.
Too soon.
No, it wasn't.
Too soon.
No, it wasn't.
It's a bartender who, through a covert scheme of funneling cash to local gangsters, gets in trouble.
The last time James Gandolfini and Denzel met in a movie, it was The
Denzel's
Fallen.
Denzel's not in this one.
Denzel's not in it?
He's not in this.
Oh, you were talking about Denzel.
I thought he was in this one. But
yeah. No, not this one.
Tom Hardy.
What's the one that
Tom
did?
Hardy?
Nothing this week.
No, she's right. There's a Denzel movie coming out soon.
Coming out.
Equalizer.
It's, yeah.
Yes.
I call it Black Punisher because he's awesome in that.
All right, you know what? James Gandolfini, last movie. I'm going to give this a 60, man. It's got to be fresh.
60. Okay.
It's my boy.
Let's go this way.
I'll be in Gabagool in heaven.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. 65.
See,
I'm not going to give it credit for James Gandolfini. I'm going to give it credit for Tom Hardy. And I'm going to say 72.
72. Andy.
45? 45.
Lou.
I peed, so I can't vote.
You looked at the screen.
I'm right here.
I thought you said I peed, so I can't vote.
I thought you said that too.
You know, can't vote.
Like a little drip came out, and I just can't do it.
All right, Daniel. 68. Justin got it, because this is at an 88.
There you go.
You knew it was going to be good.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. Come on.
Tom Hardy.
Did you see that movie with Tom Hardy, Pete, where he just driving in a car, going to, like, he cheats on his wife, and he has
driving
a
Miss Hardy.
You haven't seen it yet, then?
No, I haven't seen that.
But Tom Hardy just drives movies. It's just like, the guy can just carry a movie. Just saying.
And
like,
no, I won't tell you how many people reviewed it.
Right.
Four.
Instead, because we have a three-way tie, I'm going to pick a movie that is not on my normal list here. And Mike?
Yeah.
Andy and Justin.
Boom.
Tiebreaker.
Okay. Boom. Let's go.
The movie's called The Skeleton Twins.
Oh, I know who's in that. It's got the comedy people.
But the Olsen's
it's got
twins,
the SNL.
Right?
It's got the SNL people in it. It's got.
It's Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader.
Yeah.
What's it about?
The Olsen's.
It's actually not a comedy.
The twins feel that they're at the end of their ropes, an unexpected reunion forces them to confront why their lives went so wrong.
And it's not a comedy.
As they reconnect, they realize the key to fixing things may just lie in repairing their relationship. Hour and a half.
Not a comedy.
Luke Drama. Wilson's in it. Ty Burrell's in it. That's about it.
This is what we'd be in the 90s? Why is Luke Wilson?
Oh, wait. Genre. Genre. Give me genre. Comedy or not comedy?
All right. Genre, rather, is...
It's a dramedy.
Drama, right?
Drama,
it's
comedy.
Dramedy.
Drama, it's comedy. A dramedy.
All
right. It's a tweener.
I'm going to say 13.
13.
I'm going to say he's wrong. I'm going to go with... Fuck.
That's not an answer.
50.
Look at the focus.
Dude,
on
51.
Why
51.
Are you
51.
Staring at me,
51. I just want to see as I say if he likes like higher or lower. 51. 51.
Mike.
I like those actors, but I'm going like 20.
You shouldn't do that. You should go higher. Than that. Yes. I don't want Justin to win. Go
so
like.
I'm gonna go for like 51.
Boom! Next one. Let's go again.
Damn it, Justin wins.
Justin won. All right.
You know what that means?
Does he have a theme?
Yeah, it's his fucking song.
Duh.
That's a song. Topping the charts.
So
right
play sound on that. Let's do our plugs.
Wait, which plugs?
Our plugs.
All right. So follow us on Twitter because
well,
I'm always
there.
Wait,
time out. Play the Justin song.
Can't
wait,
why is it loading the Justin song?
The trailer in it.
Here we go.
So let's hear the plugs.
I cannot stop laughing.
Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics.
Oi!
Like us on Facebook. What? What else do we do? Email us at
comics@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Comic-Con booth.
Comic-Con booth.
583.
New York
new
Comic-Con.
Book, a new book.
New book.
Maybe I'll take my shirt off at Comic-Con.
High five.
Shuriken.
Seventh Fear premiering. Thank you for 100 episodes. Thank you, guys.
Guys, I actually want to say something before you leave, man. To everyone here at Painted Black and everyone who, you know, it comes in like Mikey, Andy B, and Danielle and Justin. I really appreciate all the 2 years basically put into this show and like how it's turned out, man. It's legit. Like, I have my best night of the week every time we do the show.
Word.
That's right,
seconded.
Jill.
Absolutely.
It's like I look forward to Friday/Saturday night, and you know, it's always a great time getting just drunk with my friends and making fun of everything.
So why don't we go out on the new hit single? Is going to be Justin.
I'll put it in your mouth.
It's going to be put it in your mouth.
The follow up.
It is terrible.
Terrible.
podcast, the Herman remix. It's gonna be terrible.